Tell me that, George. Do you know what, George? One thing I don't do, I'll never do, is miss you. Don't come back. You're not welcome anymore. Should use that one, shouldn't we? Gloria Gaynor. Anyway, listen, I have the living legend, the Jolly Japer himself. Ladies and gentlemen, go wild, go crazy for the one and the only, John Holmes.
Thank you very much, Hardeep Singh Kohli. How are you?
It's been ages, mate. Since
I haven't seen you for... I'm trying to remember the last time it was. Was it?
In Edinburgh.
Yes.
On a couch.
Correct.
I was on the edge of a couch.
Yes.
I didn't even know I was sitting next to you. And I turned, I heard your voice, because, like, your voice is one of those... I mean, it's a voice
it's
I carry
voice.
With me.
Yeah,
it's not just a voice. It's like saying it's just a groove. Yeah? I mean, it's like saying Marvin Gaye's just a groove.
Yeah.
It's just a soul singer.
Yeah.
Yeah? It's like saying Delia Smith's just a cook.
Yeah, well, on that occasion she is. Oh, no, she's also to do with Norwich.
We can't talk about football. That's the other networks, mate.
Are
you well? And you
healthy? I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, not too bad.
I'm loving what you're doing on talk radio.
Oh, bless your heart.
It's very entertaining.
Well, very kind.
What have we got coming up today?
Well, annoyingly, nothing entertaining. So that's a disappointment for all of us, isn't it? But what we will do is put a man in a lift. He's called Cornelius, right? He thinks the word con is short for Cornelius. He goes in a lift on a Friday. We take all the haters' texts and tweets that we've had over the preceding 5 days and read them out live from the lift as it travels downwards, and we call that feature condescending.
Okay,
that's
I thought
right.
You were going to go for a whole kind of Dante's Inferno thing.
No,
there.
It's a simple pun.
There's nothing simple. Nothing simple about that pun. I thought he might do like a different version of that. It could be a conversation.
Yes, well, many have been suggested.
Really?
Yeah, he had to do one once.
Is there a Dominic in the office?
Well, that's exactly where I was going with that. With Dominic, yeah. That's exactly what happened.
I'm just a little bit pinch me moment. I'm in a radio studio with John Holmes. Excellent news.
Yeah.
And all else good otherwise?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. We're doing, we're going to be doing stuff. It's, we've
stuff.
Got Colin Mochrie coming in, you know, for Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Canadian.
That? Yeah, correct.
Yes,
well, actually, weirdly, born here, but moved to Canada at the age of 5 or 6 or something.
Canadians, my two favourite quotes about Canada. American are like guns, and Toronto was described by G.K. Chesterton, John Holmes, as New York run by the Swiss. That's all we've got time for.
That was more than enough.
Don't miss John Holmes. J.H., the man himself. The man, the legend, the stripy shirt on legs. I've been Hardeep Singh Kohli. You've just been delicious.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only, excludes theft claim, subject to availability, minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky, believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Nice attack is condemned. 10 children are among the 84 dead, and the French president is visiting survivors in hospital.
Talk Radio.
President Francois Hollande has described an attack in the French city of Nice as monstrous. 84 people, including 10 children, were killed while celebrating Bastille Day last night when a truck ploughed into crowds and then the driver opened fire. fire. Lawrence Olding, who's from London, was injured trying to get away from the lorry. He says it came out of nowhere.
Just stopped to enjoy one of the bands that was playing on the promenade, and then we turned to hear lots of commotion and shrieking and shouting, and then we saw a truck coming down the promenade, probably 30 or 40 miles per hour, careering from side to side.
The driver was shot dead last night by police, while 18 people are still critically ill in hospital. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has condemned the attack.
We must redouble our efforts to defeat these brutal murderers who want to destroy our way of life. We must work with France and our partners around the world to stand up for our values and for our freedom.
Police forces across the UK have been asked to review security at major events over the next week. But terrorism and security specialist David Lowe has told Talk Radio any changes need to be carefully considered.
The big danger is if you start becoming too heavy-handed and you start looking at communities, and we've seen this in the past, that you can have programs in that can be very divisive. What we want to do is make programs that are more inclusive and don't just select communities or certain groups because of their background.
3 days of mourning have been declared in France. The state of emergency in the country, which was nearing its end, has now been extended. A number of events have been cancelled, including a Rihanna pop concert, which was planned for tonight at the city's Allianz Riviera Stadium. Elsewhere, hundreds of people have lined the streets in West Yorkshire to pay their respects to Joe Cox, the Labour MP, who was killed last month. People threw flowers as her funeral cortege made its way through her constituency of Batley and Spen ahead of a private funeral. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with firearms offences after a loaded gun was found in a Nando's. The discovery was made at a restaurant in Birmingham on Wednesday night after a fight. And great-grandfather Sir Mick Jagger is expecting his 8th child at the age of 72. The singer's girlfriend, American ballerina Melanie Hamrick, is pregnant.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloud and rain will spread eastwards across the northern half of the UK during the day. The heaviest of the rain will be across western Scotland. Drier elsewhere with some sunshine, highs of 21 degrees.
How old are you?
28.
Would you with Mick Jagger?
That's inappropriate. Would you?
Well, no. I mean, it doesn't matter. But I mean, why would? I mean, that's not the scenario we're painting here. I'm just asking you, as a 28-year-old woman, would you, as she did at the age of 29?
John, I'm a newsreader. You shouldn't be asking about my sexual intentions on air.
Can you make the mic... Just kill the mics a minute. I thought that's what you'd say.
Oh, that's a lie. Well, stop making things up. I was silent just then. No. I was silent. You are inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hello, we'll start with cricket. It's been a good morning for England's bowlers, not so good for the batsmen. After eventually bowling out Pakistan for 339, England dropped an early wicket at Lord's. Alex Hales was caught for 6. England a short time ago, 55 for 1 as we head into lunch. Golf, and Phil Mickelson is the man to catch on day 2 of the Open at Royal Troon. He's on 10 under par after 16 holes, 3 shots clear of the field. Defending champion Zach Johnson, Keegan Bradley and Søren Kjeldsen are 7-under. Finally, Celtic will face Vilnius of Lithuania or Kazakhstani side Astana in the Champions League third qualifying round. That's if they overturn their deficit against Lincoln Redims. The Scottish champions went down 1-0 in Gibraltar in Tuesday's first leg. Meanwhile, in the Europa League, West Ham's first match at the Olympic Stadium will be against Shakhtar Soligorsk of Belarus or Slovenian side Domžale.
Oh, right, that was an abrupt ending from Ben, wasn't it? Ben had half the sport there. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
This week's Pick of the Week at Lidl. Iceberg lettuce, swede, red onions and red peppers, just 29p each. 29p? Bargain. Grab yours from the 14th to the 20th of July. Subject to availability, NI may vary. Offer ends 20th of July, selected stores.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon then. You are listening to the RHS, the Royal Horticultural PR for Fullers. Some of the best pubs in the country. Asprod Cass, who's once been in a garden.
Hello.
Is that an instruction? And then they charged the people a krona and a half. And then what you got was...
The kumquat's fantastic.
It's talk radio.
And all this rubbish about gardens.
Is that a gardening joke? Don't say arse on the radio.
Phil McCann.
Would you be prepared to talk to us a little bit about baby boomers are up and leaving the country. Rotate the pan. You can start using a leg as a waste hole. Oh, that's very good.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am mounted on a journey that would twist the very fabric of nature.
Hey! Good afternoon then, and welcome indeed. Good Friday afternoon specifically, and yes, this is your post-meridium talk radio thing. It's kind of like Chris Froome and his bike as we now fall off the front of your radio and drag the programme up the hill towards 4 o'clock. I am John Holmes, and obviously with the terrible events in Nice overnight, it is quite hard to cover in a talk radio entertaining way, that sort of story. Ordinarily, of course, this opening show menu, as you'll be aware if you're a regular listener, would contain a pithy reference to the news. Yesterday, for instance, we detailed new Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson's history of dislike of other countries and speculated as to the true number of illegitimate children he might have. And it's quite funny, isn't it, that he is Foreign Secretary, because as comedian Paul Sinha pointed out, that sounds more like a sort of specialist magazine that you might have enjoyed as a youth. But when something like what happened in Nice occurs, it makes it all the more difficult, right? So instead of our usual show menu, today what we're going to do is bring you the polar opposite, right, of that. So we're going to just bring you something bland, something inoffensive, frothy, vapid, and empty of... won't do anything really, utterly without value or worth, which is why today's show menu is one we've borrowed from ITV's Loose Women. So welcome to Loose Women then, good afternoon, I am one of them, and on the programme today then, Colleen and Vicky talk about their diets. We'll be joined by X Factor contestant Lucy Spraggan, I don't even know what that is, someone who was or is Candice in Coronation Street, joins us for an exclusive to tell us how she got with her boyfriend Greg. Really? It's actually on television? Christ alive. A man called Rylan whose teeth don't fit in his face properly. Have you seen that man's teeth? That Rylan man? I mean, it's like, right. It's like Alan Carr, Ken Dodd and Freddie Mercury are in his mouth having a fight. He'll be here to do whatever he does. Plus, we will be asking you for your wedding day pictures. All on Loose Women this afternoon. There. I think I pretty much nailed that, actually. The terrorists have not won. I am John Holmes, then, and apart from all that, headline hijack on the way. There's news in haikus. We will be throwing open the doors of the Lonely Lunch Club. There's our end of the week quiz. We test your brand loyalty, no less. Have you been listening for the past 5 days?
Yeah.
To what? Not you. To whatever this is, we will be testing your brand loyalty to it later on with the end of the week quiz. We've got hot guest action this afternoon in the shape of one of the stars of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Colin Mockery will be joining us. It's also Some Request Friday. We'll be taking requests and dedications for speeches or talks in lieu of music. It's a talk station. Maybe you're getting married this weekend and you'd like to hear Theresa May's speech to the Tory party conference in 2014, in which she denounced the Police Federation. Or perhaps it's your birthday and you'd just love to hear to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address on the eve of the American Civil War. Get in touch for some request Friday. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
American Civil War, Abraham Lincoln. It's a Friday anthem. Get in touch for some request Friday. We will also be out on the streets, of course, to find out what the people think. Today, on the day when our new Prime Minister flies to Scotland to build bridges with the SNP, and in the aftermath, of course, of the awful events in Nice, what are the people thinking on the streets? Today, are they thinking Australians or Windows? Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Relax, students, it's safe to come out. Ass Broadcast is through the glass.
Yay.
Chloe, no, Marta's got the buttons. Marta's got the buttons.
You got my name wrong again.
Yes, yes. Victoria's got the news.
Yep.
Yep. I got my first real six string. I bought it at the Five and Dime. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Like Chris Froome.
Who?
Who ran up the hill in the Tour de France.
Okay.
Yeah. He fell off his bike. Cycling. And he had to run up the hill. Mm. Right. So.
Like Kate Bush.
Like that now. Right, you are going to run
around
up
the step.
No, that's not uphill. You're going to run. You're going to go down to the reception, two floors below us.
Go on,
go on
now.
Yeah, because Cass is waiting out there with a phone, and she's going to give you the phone. Pick the phone up. Be on the phone. Is he on the phone?
He's picking the phone up.
Hi, Con.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now you've got to go down to reception. Run, right. Run. Yeah.
By the stairs, not in the lift, that's later.
Yeah, stairs. And then your job is to run back up, like Chris Froome, run back up here to the studio as fast as you possibly can.
Okay, well, I'm just stuck behind Hardy in Coley. You're right, Hardy. Yeah, not bad. Sorry, can I just squeeze past? Is that all right? Thanks, Hardy.
Brilliant. If Hardy's really slow, he's going to have to push past him on the way back up again as well in a minute.
Yeah, that's all right. No, it's all right. Hi, Joe, you all right? Good,
just
Joe. Right.
Just Joe. Okay, reception. Yeah. Right, you're in reception.
Right, I'm up.
Oh, Joe, wait a minute. No, hang on. Con, stop,
what,
stop, stop. Go back to Joe.
Why?
Back to Joe. Joe works on reception.
She's talking to Hardy now.
Well, can you just ask if my parcel's arrived yet?
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe. John wants to know if his parcel's arrived yet.
Can't really hear her. What did she say?
It's two doors down, but she's not been able to go to... She can't leave reception, so...
Okay, well...
Get Hardeep to go and get it.
Yeah, Hardeep will get it. Anyway,
okay,
anyway,
yeah.
You've got, like, Chris Froome. Yeah, you have to run up the stairs. Now, go!
Run up the... Okay.
Go!
Timing you.
Timing. Back into the studio as fast as you can. It's like the Tour de France was happening here, isn't it?
Crap, I haven't got my card. Sorry, can I borrow the card?
He's forgotten his security pass. <Right.
laughs>
Into the studio.
29 seconds.
You can put the phone down now.
Okay.
Where's my parcel?
It's at 17 Hatfield, two doors down.
Great.
Joe can't leave reception.
It's fine. At least I know where it is now. All right. Anyway, that's...
What's in the parcel?
It's a camera lens.
Oh, that's boring.
Well done, by the way.
Right.
I'm John Holmes, and this is your Friday Afternoon Talk Radio.
These women think still playing.
13 minutes past one. Oh, let's start with some music.
Oh, God.
Please.
It's Hardeep. I'm on the stairs. I've come home now. So cold. Let me in. Talk radio. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hardeep. It's me, Hardeep, I've come home now. That's Kate Bush, of course, and Wuthering Heights on Talk Radio. Good afternoon, hello. I am John Holmes. Welcome to your Friday afternoon. Ask me why I'm playing that. You're probably wondering why I'm playing Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights, aren't you, to lead us into today's big story that we're going to be talking about, I imagine.
Is it because you're not very tall?
No. Have you got a question? a better one than that. Put your hand up if you have a question.
I got a question, John.
Producer Dave, you have your hand up.
Thank you very much. Can I ask it?
Yes.
Why, John?
Yes.
Are you, I've been wondering for 2.5 minutes now.
Yes.
Why are you playing Kate Bush's
Wuthering Heights?
Wuthering Heights.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Well, because it brings us to today's big story, of course, which is that of Chris Froome falling off his bike yesterday. You probably saw this in the Tour de France, and we referenced it there with Cornelius running up the stairs, right? And he fell off his bike, and he had to run up the hill. He went running up the hill, like, to the height on the top of the hill. And what he did, he fell off his bike. I think he hit a motorbike or something, and he fell off, and he couldn't get his bike untangled. So he went running up the hill, and he got to the top of the hill, the height, and still maintained his lead. So Wuthering Heights.
Why don't you just play Running Up That Hill?
What?
Why don't you just play Running Up That Hill?
By Kate Bush?
Yeah. You know the Kate Bush song about running up the hill?
Oh. I didn't actually think of that. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Ask Broadcast.
What?
Good afternoon.
Shut up.
Hiya.
Shut up.
There's no point in goading her. She doesn't respond to pleasantries.
Goading her with polite conversation.
She doesn't respond. She's like a... Look.
I am here, you know.
How are you?
Watch this. Hiya.
What?
See?
How are you?
Could you don't
can
go...
Can we just get on with this could so you... I can go do some work?
First work. One for everything. could you get a guest, please?
No, not now.
Please?
No.
Please.
See, sorry.
Be your best friend.
Well, certainly not then.
Could you get a guest, please?
See, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Could you get me someone that knows about... I've got some questions about Froome.
I'll go get Ben. From off of sport.
If you like. Don't mind who you get.
All right, then.
Fine. That's Cass, our little ray of sunshine there. 18 minutes past one. We're going to talk about Froome with a sport person next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right. My time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders? Drivers? Strikers? Fast markets? Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10Bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. You want lots of stock on the shelf? Well, Selco's got it. You want trade brands? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. A massive range and huge stocks of trade-branded building materials all at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch. Got it?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Oh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only, excludes theft claim, subject to availability, minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we've got issues in Worcestershire at the moment. You're unable to join the northbound side of the M5 from the eastbound side of the M50. It's all due to a breakdown which has blocked the entry slip road there. Recovery's now commenced with queues back towards Junction 1 on the eastbound side of the M50. In Suffolk, Barton Mills, the northbound A11 completely blocked due to an accident near to the Five Ways roundabout. And finally to Lancashire, the southbound side of the M6, two lanes closed due to an accident and involves a tanker between Junction 32 for the M55 and the Longridge interchange at Junction 31A.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, the mysterious case of the hijacker who jumped out of a plane over America with $200,000 stolen and was never seen again. This week, the FBI decided it was case closed. But is it really?
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. I am John Holmes. Just time for some of your reactions that have been coming in. You can, obviously, you know by now, this is, think of the Talk Radio, which is what this is, as a sort of skip for reactions, and you can just sort of you can walk past and chuck some reactions in it, and you do that by chucking them to this number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk,
or you can react your reactions to at Talk Radio on the social media Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like,
or if you're just walking past Talk Radio and you fancy, like, if you're going to nick something out of a skip, nicking a reaction and passing it off as your own, then by all means, do that as well. We're more than happy with that. What's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. I'm bored, has come in from David Cameron. And Stephen Crabb has texted to say that he wants to kiss me all over.
Great. By the way, if you are, I said earlier, you can text in, but if you are Stephen Crabb, simply don't. More reactions, of course, as we get them in, but you know the number and where to send them to by now. It is time to discuss the big story. Of course, by the way, if there is any more breaking news from Nice, if we get any updates on any of the information there, Victoria will have that for you in the half hour news. For now, though, we are talking Froome, because on the back pages of all the papers today is the fact that Chris Froome, the cyclist in the Tour de France, fell off his bike and, ran up a hill to the wuthering height of the top of it, and went into sixth place because of that, but then for some reason was just allowed to be back into first place even though he didn't do it on his bike, which I thought were the rules. Now to discuss that, somebody, an ex-sports expert, Ask Podcasts Through the Glass, our assistant producer there, whose job it is to book the guests, Cass, she's ever so charming. Cass,
what
did you you got someone from sport, presumably?
I got a Froome expert.
Oh, brilliant. All right, someone who, oh great, okay, who is it?
I've forgotten his name.
Right, great, let's ask him. He's on the telephone now. Hello on the telephone.
Hello, my name is Michael Sweeney.
Good afternoon, Michael Sweeney. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for talking to us on Talk Radio. What, you're a Froome expert then? So tell us about him. Tell us about the yellow jersey. Tell us about exactly what happened yesterday.
I'm actually a Labour councillor in Froome.
Can you just
in Somerset?
Yes, I know where it is. Can you just hold the line? Just 1 second. Was it Michael?
Yeah.
Hold the line, Michael. Cass?
What now? I'm busy.
Chris Froome, the Froome expert. Chris, Not the town.
You just said Froome. He said Froome, so I googled Froome, and that came up, so I called him, and he said, yeah, he's free.
You've probably googled Froome, because you don't even spell it the same.
Well, I don't even know how he's... Nobody spelled it out to me.
We'll press on. Michael, thanks for joining us on Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, what can you tell us about Froome? It's just a place, nice place.
Yeah, it's a lovely part of Somerset. We've got a lovely town council. Yeah. We've just had our church renovated.
I've had what, sorry?
We've just had the church renovated.
Your telephone signal's rubbish in Froome, I can tell you that much. I'm going to run some questions past you, and I realise you're not qualified, but can you answer them as best you can?
Of course, yeah.
Good. Right, why was Chris Froome allowed to run up a hill and still stay in first place?
I don't believe you need to be on your bicycle to win a bike race.
What sort of stupid rule is that, Michael?
It's a historical rule, I believe. It's one that's popular around our region.
Right, but it's a bike race, and so but that makes a mockery of sport, because that's like saying, all right, I don't need to play football in order to win a football match. I could play another sport. Well, like, if someone plays darts during football, that doesn't make... You can't win that way. I don't see why that's fair. Mm. He's doing running. That's a different sport to cycling. Mm.
Mm-mm. So, who was I speaking with? Who is this?
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
John. Yeah. Okay, John.
Yes.
Now, I think, I'm led to believe, yes, that back in the olden days, yes, when you're on your penny farthings,
right,
in the olden days, people on bikes tended to win. Let's say you're on a downhill race.
Yeah.
You're going downhill. The bloke on a bicycle tended to win, rather than the guy running. But the problem is, if you're going the other way around, say your bike breaks, suddenly you're probably going to win if you're the bloke that's running, because you haven't got a bicycle.
Yes, but what I'm getting at is, why are you allowed to do another sport in the middle of another sport? I mean, you don't get anglers, like, catching divers, do you? I mean, imagine, you know...
good,
you don't,
good comparison, yeah,
you don't get a sport where there's, like, Tom... What's his name?
Daly.
Him, right?
Daly.
Tom Daly Thompson, give his full name, jumping off a board, right, in his little trunks, and then you don't get an angler waiting to snag him, do you? I mean, it's like you can't bring two sports together. It doesn't make any sense, Michael.
No, I think you might be onto something.
Yeah, you see. I mean, all right, yeah. Well, okay, well, let me run this past you, right? Horse racing, right, that becomes weightlifting, right? Because a lot of horses die during horse races. So when that happens, the jockey has to carry, yeah, the horse round the rest of the court. They're heavier. Horse is a heavy creature. It's literally a dead weight at that point. And you've got to carry... See what I'm saying? You see, if you can incorporate... I don't see why it's just cycling that can allow running. I think there could be other sports. Right, okay. Bowls and synchronised swimming, Michael. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's pension. Yeah. You probably have a bowling green in Froome, don't you?
Oh, we have a lovely one, yeah.
There you go. So the old people from Froome Bowling Green throwing bowls at synchronised swimmers because they're annoying. Right?
That, true.
Yeah, true. It is true, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Same with golf. Golf, synchronised swimming because they're annoying. Darts, synchronised swimming because they're annoying. I'm just saying that I don't see why you can drag one sport into another sport. That's give us a final word on this, Michael. Michael, there, Froome expert. Give us a final word on Chris Froome's performance yesterday in the Tour de France. Michael Sweeney, Labour councillor for Froome.
Innovative.
Thank you. That is Michael Sweeney, Labour councillor for Froome. There. An expert on Froome, the place, not the cyclist. Never mind. In the next half an hour, Lonely Lunch Club. Would you like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club? Are you a lonely what lunch? You can get in touch. Here's the address. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Also, this afternoon, of course, we'll be joined by Colin Mochrie, who is, of course, the star of... Whose Line Is It Anyway? Among the other things, news in haikus. We'll go on the streets to find out what the people think. And a man called Con...
Hello.
...will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Con Descending. All of that still to come. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Police forces across the UK have been asked to review security at major events over the next week following the Nice attack. 84 people, including 10 children, were killed while watching a firework display marking Bastille Day. Witnesses claim a lorry zigzagged down the promenade for more than a mile. Andy Shaw from Western Supermare saw what happened.
The looks on people's faces was frightening, to be honest. I seen one guy actually run, sobbing, crying. We seen people holding babies, screaming, shouting, mothers running for cover. It was horrendous.
The driver, a 31-year-old French Tunisian, was killed by police last night. Officers claim he was known to them, but not to intelligence services. President Hollande, who's visiting a hospital where survivors are being treated, has called what happened a monstrous act of terror. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, says the situation here is being assessed.
The threat level here in the United Kingdom is already at severe. That means that a terrorist attack is highly likely. Senior officials today will be reviewing what more we can do to ascertain whether there is any further action we need to take.
The state of emergency in France, which was nearing its end, has now been extended. The country will observe 3 days of national mourning. Well, there's been a minute's silence as the Tour de France got underway, with officials saying it will carry on in sobriety and with dignity. Rihanna has cancelled her concert tonight in Nice, and the city's jazz festival, which was due to start tomorrow, has also been called off. The weather, cloud and rain will spread eastwards across the northern half of the UK during the day. The heaviest of the rain will be across western Scotland. Drier elsewhere with some sunny spells. Highs of 21 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Well, that's not true, is it?
What do you mean?
What you just said at the end.
There's more in half an hour. Mm-hmm. There will be more news in half an hour.
No.
Why not?
28 minutes.
I'll probably still be talking in half an hour's time, though.
You got me there. Right, so if you'd like, speaking of the news that's in 28 minutes, not half an hour, you might want to make a news story up. Ask me why.
Why, John?
Because it's part of Headline Hijack. What we do, of course, is put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. They obviously believe the news because it comes out of Victoria's professional mouth. This one.
This one.
And... But it's a lie, isn't it? It's a lie. But you get to make it up. 87222, start your message. Answer radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's just coming up to a time and a lot of reactions coming in there to the story about Chris Froome there running up the hill yesterday, falling off his bike. A lot of reactions coming in as to whether or not you can combine sports and whether or not that's even possible. John, you're an idiot. A triathlon is that. Yes, I know. That's from a triathlete, he signs that. I know that, but what I'm saying is Froome wasn't doing a triathlon. So I just wonder whether or not you could incorporate running into cycling when it's not cycling, when it's a cycling race. That was all I was... Anyway, Cornelius, what reactions...
Lots coming in. Apparently he was hit by a guy on a motorbike, someone said. That is unfair. Why did that guy get to use a motorbike in the race? That's another sport added to it.
Yeah.
And also says, I think Chris Froome did really well to get up that hill, but I think from now on it'll be downhill from him. For him. Downhill.
You listen to Talk Radio. It's It's time to launch proper the Headline Hijack. Now, I just mentioned it, of course, so you know kind of what's going on. But in about 25 minutes' time, we would very much like to crown you, and yes, I'm talking to you, the winner of today's Headline Hijack. All you have to do, as previously indicated, is make up a news story from scratch. Use some words. That's my advice. We find that method works best. If you take some words that you know and understand and then sort of put them into an order that constitutes a paragraph, a series of sentences that link together, creating a sort of a kind of news story, really, but one that's fictitious. That's what it is. That's very much what Headline Hijack is. Think of yourself as a tabloid journalist, really, and just make up a lie and then later hear it reported as fact. It's just that. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message any way you like.
So let's have a look and see what's been coming in so far. Cornelius, why don't you start us off?
This is coming from Michael. It's been quite a day for elderly celebrities announcing that they are to have children. First it was Mick Jagger. But now Buckingham Palace have revealed that the Queen is pregnant.
Yes, I read that as well this morning. That's interesting, isn't it? Yes. No one was expecting it, if I'm honest.
No.
Do we know whose it is yet?
Keith Richards, weirdly.
I read that. Congratulations, Your Majesty, by the way, if you're listening. Well done. That'll cheer the nation, actually.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about... The world is... terrible things are happening. The world, you know, we know about that. We know about what's happening in the news, of course. And I think what we need is another royal birth. It sort of cheers everyone up, don't we? Could they... I mean, I'm no doctor.
What?
No, I'm no doctor. Oh. Doctors aren't allowed on the radio, not since Dr. Fox.
Ah.
I'm wondering if... Could you medically... Because think, right, okay, so here we go. Go with me on this, hypothetical. Who is the most popular member of the royal family?
Harry.
Another one.
George.
No.
The little one.
William.
Charlotte.
Right, okay, good. She's the baby one?
Yeah.
Right,
Princess Charlotte.
Good, right. Now name me the one that's queen.
The queen.
Yes, right. Yeah. So what you do is, right, because she's, I think if the queen was pregnant and gave birth, right, that would give the world, because she's head of the Commonwealth, that would give most of the world happy place, wouldn't it? Because then we all like that. It's pageantry.
Mm.
So, what? And again, I'm not an expert. What if you took baby Charlotte?
I don't.
And
can I just say?
Yeah.
Can I just say?
Yes, Dave.
Just from recent experience.
Yes, producer Dave.
Joking about the Queen on the radio sometimes backfires.
Yes, but when you did it on radio,
can I just say
when you did it on Radio 4? Right,
technically not me, but sure.
You were the producer and forgot to fill the form in. But when that happened, that was on her birthday.
Hmm.
It's not her birthday today,
is it?
It's
always her birthday. She's got like 17 of them.
Yeah, but can I... But when you were talking about it, it was about the Queen... Yeah, but... but what I'm saying this is a birthday. It's a beautiful thing. A beautiful...
A literal birthday.
Yeah, right. So she's got pregnant with Charlotte somehow. I mean,
do you reckon that's how the Queen has two birthdays? That's why.
There you go. Well,
that is why.
Then she can have... Oh, this will be a third one, technically. Anyway, I'm just hypothetically saying that we all need cheering up because of the terrible news, right? And if the Queen was pregnant somehow with baby Charlotte, that they've somehow got in her, right? Then I think everyone will be happy, don't you? Everyone will be happy. What are the headline hijacks have come in? Anything?
we don't want to read.
Play safe.
Yeah, after the last one, we don't want to read another one out.
No, I'm worried. Oh,
just come on.
Make up a really mundane one, come on.
Following the news that Danny Dyer has an incredible royal connection.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Did you read that about Danny Dyer? He's gone on Who Do You Think You Are? Mm. It has emerged that Ray Winston is the Queen's brother. That's come
Why
in.
Why is everyone writing
royal ones? It's fine, they're not litigious.
No. So, okay. How happy... Right, okay. Name me one of Britain's favourite actors.
Currently or of all time?
Sir Ian McKellen. Yeah.
Another one.
Tom Hiddleston.
Greg Evergan.
Another one. Greg Evergan off of BJ and the Bear, yes.
Sir Anthony
No,
Hopkins.
It's Ray Winston. It's Ray. Say. Name me one of Britain's favourite actors. It's Ray Winston. name me the Queen.
Prince Philip.
No.
The Queen.
That's libel.
The Queen.
Yes. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Right, yeah. Right, so, right, imagine we all like Ray Winston, and we all like the Queen, and the world is a terrible place. Now, imagine if the Queen was pregnant, but with Ray Winston. And I'm no doctor.
Aren't you?
But somehow, no, doctor's not allowed on the radio, it's Dr. Fox. But normally, what you'd have to do is get Ray Winston in the... and then she birthed out Ray Winston. There! Everyone's happy.
Liberal use of the word everyone there.
Someone tweeted the show who's not very happy.
And he put a bet on it. Oh, I'm just doing what we can. Anyway, your made-up news story. It's not really happened. It's made up. That's the point. Made-up news stories, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
The B&Q clearance has started. They've got great deals across the entire store, from outdoor and garden to home and even kitchens. Get a move on, though, because when they're gone, they're really gone.
Hurry to the B&Q Summer Bonanza this weekend and let's create more for even less. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com.
Enjoy the summer weather at Asda this weekend with 25% off 6 bottles of selected wines like Wolf Blass Shiraz or Extra Special Prosecco. Asda. Save money. Live better. British summer sunshine subject to availability with risk of occasional showers or cloud cover. Max 36 per customer. Selected stores subject to availability. Drink aware. Not available in Scotland.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Now available at your local Quick Fit centre. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we've got issues in Worcestershire at the moment. You're unable to join the northbound side of the M5 from the eastbound side of the M50. It's all due to a breakdown which has blocked the entry slip road there. Recovery is now commenced with queues back towards Junction 1 on the eastbound side of the M50. In Suffolk, Barton Mills, the northbound A11 completely blocked due to an accident near to the Five Ways roundabout. And finally to Lancashire, the southbound side of the M6, two lanes closed due to an accident and involves a tanker between Junction 32 for the M55 and the Longridge interchange at Junction 31A.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, the news. You see, if the news happens anywhere, it gets reported, doesn't it? Well, obviously, we do it every half an hour with Victoria. And that's how the news works. But the news ever rolls. It doesn't stop. It just goes on and on. And then new things happen. And then terrible things happen. And then occasionally nice things happen. But what I'm saying is the news just goes on and on and on. And the problem with it, and we've learned this over the past few days, of course, with the all the changes in government, and Theresa May is now in Scotland, of course, meeting Nicola Sturgeon, the cabinet reshuffle, everything that's been going on with Brexit. The problem is, it's all quite complicated, isn't it?
John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, you're not alone, Cornelius, because we get letters, every day. Our postbag is full of people who say that they can't get their head around the news, and that's why we are here to help you. And the way we do that is by breaking the news down, rendering it far from complex, right down to its basic principles, right down to a quantum level. And when you do that with the news, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
Terror attacks in France. Je suis sickened by these religious c**ts.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And now, my friend, it is time to come hither into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's time for Lonely Lunch Club. Each day on the radio, at around this time here on the talk radio, we meet Lonely's What Lunch. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, allow us to be your virtual friend and colleague. We are available to chit and also chat about this and also that. We can help you. We'll help pull you through your overpriced Pret wrap. Other overpriced Pret wraps are available. That's what we're here for. It's Lonely Lunch Club. Become a member. Enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Today, somebody who's done that is called Heather. She's on the telephone. Hello, Heather.
Hey, John. Hey. I was just about to say, hey, Heather, that's how lonely I am. I've been talking to myself this whole time.
That's a bit weird, isn't it? Just saying hello to yourself like that. That's quite a strange... I mean, if you do go round, Heather, sort of greeting people with your own name, immediately you're right. They're gonna shun you, aren't they?
Well, maybe that's why I have no friends.
Yeah,
no one to eat lunch with.
It smacks of ego, Heather. I'll be honest.
Of ego.
Smacks of ego. Just.
Oh, that's terrible.
Calling everyone your own name. Just shocking. Where are you, Heather? Where are you?
So I'm actually in Broadgate Circle.
Is that a euphemism?
it's in between Liverpool Street and Moorgate.
Oh, okay.
And, actually, I was lucky today because I was feeling really lonely, but I came to sit here on my own. And there's a bit of a dance show going on that I've been watching.
Right. Well, that's probably cheered you up a little bit, hasn't it? That's nice.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. What's going on with your dance show then? What can we see?
I don't really know how to describe this because I'm not very good at dance myself, but
right. They're
kicking their legs,
good
a little
stuff.
Bit like can-can, but to different music. They're clapping their hands and this is a famous dance. They're slapping their thighs,
Yeah. They're
clapping their hands,
yeah.
And then they're doing that thing where they've got their hands and they're putting one hand on top of the other and then they're switching it. And then they're switching it again, really fast.
Right, this is like live dance commentary. It's a bit...
What's happening?
I don't really know. How close are you? Can we hear the music? How close are you? Can you just...
Oh, yeah, I am pretty close.
Okay.
Should I walk a bit closer?
Yeah, walk a bit closer. Let's have a listen.
Can you hear it from here?
Hold the phone up.
Can you hear that?
Well, we heard something. I don't know what it was. Okay, yeah. Well, that's what a pleasant way to spend your lunchtime. Do you fancy going to join in at all? Are you not tempted?
It'd be kind of awkward because it's actually a live dance class, but and I think that you have to have signed up, but I could do
it. Well, it's a way to meet people, isn't it, Heather? That's the point. If you are lunching alone, I mean, that's...
They do look really happy, I'm not going to lie. They look like they're having a really fun time.
All right. Listen, the reasons you are lunching alone, I mean, the standard questions we have to ask in the Tupperware Hall of Despair to allow you to become a fully-fledged member of it is why are you alone? Why? Why are you lunching alone?
Why am I lunching alone?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess
you just
I guess maybe I'm just an antisocial person. I didn't think of lunching with somebody else, maybe that's the real problem.
No, maybe that is a problem. And the next question is, what are you having for lunch?
So, actually, when you're talking about your overpriced Pret sandwiches, I actually had an overpriced pot of pho, which is a noodle soup.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. that's very Ponzi. It's quite Ponzi as a lunch.
Oh,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah. But I'm a bit confused because I bought a leek dumpling soup, but I'm sure there was mystery meat in it.
Are you a vegetarian one?
No, but I just feel for those vegetarians. You know, you might have got it.
Yeah. Is it identifiable meat?
No.
Right.
That's also the worrying
thing.
That
is a worrying. Yeah, it is a worrying. Don't ask too many questions if I were you. I'd just let that go.
It was great.
I'd let that go.
It was great, so, yeah.
Well, look, Lonely Lunch Club exists for you. It's to make you feel fewer lonely during your lunch break. And so we are available to chat about anything you like, of course. So I don't know what, if you've got a subject. Think of it as awkward small talk at work. It's someone you don't really know very well. And what we like to say, you've either met them near the photocopier or... you know, in the kitchen, you're waiting for the kettle to boil. You're forced into an awkward small talk conversation. That's us. We can be that person. What do you want to bring up?
Oh, what do I want to bring up?
Yeah, just any old subject you like. I mean, you could do, you know, the politics. You could do sport. Yeah. It's entirely up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do we think of? What do we think of? It's TV at the moment.
Good subject. Very, very strong subject, Heather.
I'm getting better, aren't I?
Yeah, that's really good chat, yes. Okay, you can use this next time you do meet a colleague in a real-life scenario, and then they might go to lunch with you. What TV am I watching at the moment? Well, I'm kind of... I haven't yet seen the latest season of Game of Thrones. I have a long plane journey coming up over the weekend.
Okay.
And I'm pretty much going to binge it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Have you been saving them all up so that you can watch them in this one binge altogether?
More or less, yes, I have. Yeah, and I'm going to plane journey. By the way, in this scenario, Heather, a bit of advice. You have to you have to feign interest in
I've got this
and go oh, where are you going? That's what you have to say in this situation.
Where are you going?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm going to Papua New Guinea.
What? Papua New Guinea?
That's right.
That sounds really impressive. You're doing something extra fun there.
Well, sort of. I'm doing. It's not holiday. It's work based. So.
Well, I wouldn't mind working and going to Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, but I am going. Yeah. So.
Well, do you want to swap? Maybe I can go and you can sit in my lonely office.
Right. I get to sit in your office. Eat.
And I'll call you at lunchtime while I'm there.
That's not going to happen. You know, I'm not sure I can trade you sitting watching some Bavarian slapping dance while eating a soup that's had some meat hidden in it. I'm not sure that I'm going to trade you for...
It's a tough call.
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
Although, it's the only place in the world, I've only just learned this, where they still have cannibalism from tribes in the jungle.
Yay.
In Papua New Guinea. Yeah. So I could be the mysterious lump of meat.
You better watch yourself, mate, with your little tiny legs.
Yeah, in the pot.
Are you going to do anything to prepare yourself for this? Like wear a full body armour suit when you arrive?
I'll just take some salt and pepper, seasoning. Be fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Excellent. Hot chilli sauce?
Yeah, if you like.
You'd be a chicken ketchup nugget to them.
Oh, you've piped up, have you?
Have we finished your chicken nuggets?
Great. Little boy Cornelius has been eating a box of chicken nuggets, so that's his story. Try and join in at the end.
2 minutes later.
Great.
Thanks, mate.
Heather, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for cheering up my lunch.
Well, that's what we're here for, Heather, as well you know. That's Heather. She is the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, for She Is a Lonely What Lunch. If you are a Lonely What Lunch, then you can get in touch with us. Here's what you do. You go lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk and you do that into some sort of emailing shenanigans.
Good advice.
Yeah, just tap it in there.
Client, a male client.
If you like. And then we'll take you, put your number on it. And then we'll...
phone, maybe.
Yeah. And then we'll call you back.
Yeah.
And you can be into the Lonely Lunch Club. Although, not next week, because I'm not here.
Where are you going?
It's Papua New Guinea.
Oh.
So, it's Friday. You've probably spotted that. And what do we like to do on a Friday on this programme? Well, I'll tell you. It's some request Friday. Over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo does all Request Friday and owns the copyright of those words, which is why we can't use them. So we do some Request Friday. We also can't play music for request purposes, like Simon Mayo can, because we're a talk radio station. What it does mean, though, is that we can take requests for speeches and talks. If one means a lot to you, maybe it's a birthday, wedding anniversary, or maybe you're just travelling away for the weekend and you want to hear a speech on the radio to speak along to it in the car with the windows down, because it's like a Friday anthem, then do get in touch and let us know. Let's see what's come in so far. The lines remain open for it, by the way. This is from... who's this from? Oh, OK. Stressed School Mum. Hi, John, Con, Asprodcast, Dave and Marta. And the two work experiences. I have had a nightmare morning with the kids thanks to the god-awful Skull Run. Sorry, School Run, not Skull Run. That's something very different. If Sally thinks she can park in my spot and then compete with me in the annual end-of-the-year school cook-off, then she's got another think coming. This means war. Please can I have George Galloway speaking in Canada, where he laments their diminishing reputation as peacekeeping Canadians from his 2009 tour to help me de-stress. George, Talk Radio's own George Galloway. Thanks very much, love, Stressed School Mum, love the show, Steve. Right, so, this is for you, Stressed School Mum, and you're right about that Sally, no one likes her. So here it is, from 2009, George Galloway on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio, having a go at Canada.
Our point of view was once controversial. Seems a very popular word in Canada. I have not seen my name in print except prefaced by the word controversial. Well, I don't shirk from that because controversy brings argument, brings interest, brings the possibility of changing people's minds, winning them to our point of view. But the one thing about all the controversies that she mentioned is that they are now orthodoxies. Today's controversies are tomorrow's consensus, except it appears in Canada, in Ottawa, in the cabinet room, in the parliament. I'm not described as controversial anywhere in the world except in Canada.
That's George Galloway there from his 2009 tour, diminishing their reputation as peacekeeping Canadians. And that's especially from a former Stressed School Mum who wanted to hear it, one of her favourite speeches, she said. She's had an awful day with the School Run today and just wanted to hear that to make up for it. If you'd like to hear a speech, by the way, or a talk, then you can. It's Some Request Friday. So, you know, we'll take some requests. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message on Twitter.
I haven't finished yet. You came in too early there, eh?
Okay.
Let's try it again, everyone. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Did you hear the end of that George Galloway clip, by the way? He said, the only place that I'm controversial is in Canada. That's not true, is it? Because he was controversial here, wasn't he? When he did his show last week and was a rude arse to the producer. Rude, unpleasant arse in a hat.
A arse.
To his producer. So let's... I think we've just got time to have another listen. Another listen to George Galloway being a rude, unpleasant arse.
Now, RT are reporting that there's an active shooter, like it is... someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
Such a synced talk along speech, isn't it?
Lovely, George.
Right, final warning.
Yeah, so if you've got a speech, like I said, you can get in touch. Now, headline hijacks on the way. We need a winner. Who's got their made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock? Give me the name of the person who has achieved that.
Lance.
Where's Lance from?
Basingstoke.
Great. Hi, Lance. Congratulations. You are the winner of today's headline hijack. Coming up after the break. I haven't got a running order.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shall I do it?
Yep.
Coming up after the break, Tech Op will be to roll over the 2 p.m. menu, and then we'll do what the people think, and then the big debate with Lee and Corksley for and Mags against. At 21 past three, we'll be doing some request, and then at 23 past three, we'll be doing the front pages, and then at 34
right,
past
enough.
Three, Colin Mockrey's on.
It's 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yeah, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
This week at TradePoint, get an 18-volt Makita combi drill, including two batteries and a 101-piece Makita accessory set, all for just £90. But hurry, offer ends 16th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is. Good afternoon. Welcome along. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, President Hollande calls Nice attack a monstrous act of terror. 3 days of national mourning are declared in France, and security's been assessed in the UK.
Talk Radio.
A hospital treating children injured in last night's terror attack in Nice says it's been unable to find some of their parents. 50 youngsters are being cared for after a lorry careered into crowds of people watching fireworks for France's National Day, killing 84 people. The driver, who's been identified as a 31-year-old French-Tunisian, was shot dead by police. Ben Terry, who's on holiday, holed himself up in a restaurant kitchen with 15 other people.
Just sheer panic, to be perfectly honest. We had no idea what was going on. Of course, in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, you automatically think, you know, terrorism. It's your first thought. As you know yourself, there's not really anywhere to run to. There are restaurants everywhere. There are shop fronts everywhere.
President Hollande, who's called it an act of terror, has extended a state of emergency across France. This is the third atrocity to hit the country in just over 18 months. Prime Minister Theresa May claims Britain must redouble its efforts to defeat what she's described as brutal terrorist murderers.
I've asked my Deputy National Security Advisor to chair a COBRA meeting of senior officials to review what we know and what we can do to help. And I will speak to President Hollande today and make clear that the United Kingdom stands shoulder to shoulder with France today, as we have done so often in the past.
Police forces across the UK have been asked to review security at major events over the next week in light of the attack. London Mayor Sadiq Khan's promised to do everything possible to keep Londoners safe.
We are not going to allow them to succeed. We're not going to allow them to change the way we live our lives. We're not going to allow the fact that we are a community where Christians, Jews, Muslims, Sikhs, Hindus, Buddhists, those not members of organised faith, get together, respect, embrace each other. We aren't going to allow them to win.
In other news, a 44-year-old man from Renfrewshire has been arrested on suspicion of making threats to kill Labour leadership contender Angela Eagle. Officers from Merseyside Police carried out a warrant in Paisley this morning. The arrest comes after an email was sent to the MP for Wallasey. And hundreds of people have lined the streets of murdered MP Jo Cox's constituency as her funeral cortege passed through. The mother of two was stabbed and shot in Birstall in West Yorkshire last month. These people said they wanted to pay their respects.
We didn't know her long, but I met her on one occasion, and she seemed a decent person.
I didn't know her that well, but when I met her, I told everybody I knew that I've just met the most extraordinary woman who Batley and Spen are so lucky to have her.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloud and rain will spread eastwards across the northern half of the UK during the day. The heaviest of the rain will be across western Scotland. Dry elsewhere with some sunny spells and highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Great. It's 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. And Ben has what can only be described as sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. England have recovered well after losing an early wicket at Lord's. After eventually bowling out Pakistan for 339, Alex Hales was caught for 6 early on. England, however, a short time ago, had moved on to 70 for 1 on day 2 of the first test. On to golf, Phil Mickelson's lead at the Open Championship is down to 2 at Royal Troon. The American slipped back to 10 under overall for the tournament. Swede Henrik Stenson is his nearest challenger on 8 under par. Finally, Celtic will face Vilnius of Lithuania or Kazakhstani side Astana in the Champions League third qualifying round. That's if they overturn their deficit against Lincoln Red Imps. The Scottish champions went down 1-0 in Gibraltar in Tuesday's first leg. Meanwhile, in the Europa League, West Ham's first match at the Olympic Stadium will be against Shakhtar Soligorsk of Belarus or Slovenian side Domžale. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And an exam board's come under fire when some students notice that their A-level test paper was just a copy of the BBC News website's 7-day quiz. Students realised the mistake when at the end of the test they were told they were either a buffoonish Boris or a magnificent May.
Thanks, Victoria. It's Talk Radio. That was the news and sport.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon then. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. And today on the programme, we are giving away some nice thoughts. Now, the world continues to go to S-word, of course, what with wars and invasions, terrorism, Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary. So today we're giving you the chance to think about nice things instead. Just for a few minutes, nice things. It's very simple. When I say a nice thing, all you have to do is think of that nice thing and then picture it in your head. And everything will be all right. It's easy, all right? So let's have the nice music. Ah. Here we go then. Ponies. Bunny rabbits. Kittens. Raindrops on roses. Whiskers, cat food, bright copper kettles all tied up with string, cream-coloured apples and crisp silver mittens, flowers, more bunny rabbits,
yes,
puppies, freshly mown grass. Mick Jagger, 72, doing it with that ballerina, 29. Oh, God, I'm really sorry. Sorry. I've absolutely ruined it. Oh, God. I'm so... Oh, God, go back to terrorism. Punditry. It is Friday. It is work experience punditry time. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we bring you punditry from the work experience. Now, we do this, of course, to road test the next generation of pundits, of critics, and of broadcasters. That's one reason. The main reason is that they're done by work experiences, so we don't have to pay them. Today, we welcome new work experience, whose name is
Rob.
He's going to review
Ghostbusters.
Oh, good. Right. Which means you'll realise that he is our new... Barry Not Norman is our regular Film Friday critic. And he's not... Anyone know where he is?
I think he's got an internship somewhere.
Fine. Whatever.
PR company.
Great. Not doing well.
Yeah, it's all right, because Rob's here. And he'll, yeah. he'll be better at it.
Welcome, Rob.
Thank you. You've got films. We're starting with Ghostbusters, then.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start with Ghostbusters.
Go on, then.
Okay, so, yeah. New Ghostbusters, directed by Paul Feig, who a lot of people know as the director of Bridesmaids and Spy. And, starring Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and Chris Hemsworth. I actually got a lot of flack when it first came out. This whole kind of female cast came out, and the trailer really downvoted on YouTube.
It was the most disliked trailer ever, I think.
The most disliked trailer, which says a lot for, you know, like, bad films being released. Ghostbusters didn't really deserve this. I think a lot of people were worried that these women were going to be busting more patriarchy than they were ghosts. Yeah. But I'm happy to say that they do a little bit of both. It's got that Bridesmaids humour, but it also pays a lot of fan service to the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I laughed the whole way through. Right. I couldn't really recommend it enough. If you're just looking for a fun flick that, you know, reminds of the original Ghostbusters, a lot of new jokes.
Have we got a clip?
I hope so.
Okay, yes. Here it comes.
Do you see that? The eyes!
Alright, Walter, now we're becoming a mess.
No.
That is unsettling.
Hey, Patty, can I get some illumination on this subject?
Yeah, I can put some light on that.
Oh, boy! Where are these ghosts coming from?
You're taking this pretty boy back to the lab.
Holtzman?
Yup.
Power us up!
Okay. And the pleasantest things.
In here? Okay, Aaron, come here.
Let me document this.
Like, why am I operating the untested nuclear laser?
You have the longest arms. This is just a little bit of grounding so you don't die immediately.
You have done this before, right?
Ready.
Aim. Fire!
So you recommend?
I would definitely recommend. It's basically Bridesmaids, but with proton packs. Which,
good. That should be on the poster.
Well, I mean, I think most people would be intrigued by that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Recommend.
All right. Well, you're about 8 or 9 years old, right? So you presumably don't remember the first one when it came out, clearly.
No, I don't. No, not at all.
But you must have seen the first one.
I've seen it on DVD.
Yes.
Yes.
But, I mean, to those of us who remember it the first time around, that's right, I'm old. That's why I think people... Because it's such a classic. Hmm. And it was... What I thought about it, right, was that when the first one happened, the special effects were so advanced... Because we'd seen nothing like it before. It was, like, incredible. The ghosts looked real, all this kind of stuff. And this one looks like they've used the same technology. Now, I don't know whether that's deliberately retro, but I was a little bit disappointed by that element. I thought, well, it doesn't feel like that brand new kind of vision of what's going on.
Yeah, I would agree with you with that. The special effects and the ghost hunting itself definitely plays second fiddle to the cast of characters and the comedy. So, because the original Ghostbusters, those special effects still hold up today.
Yes,
like,
they do.
It still looks really good.
Absolutely.
But nobody's going to walk away from this new Ghostbusters saying, wow, weren't the set pieces amazing? Didn't the ghost look realistic?
Yeah.
They're going to walk away saying, wasn't that really funny?
Yeah.
Which, you know, isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, no, okay, so in terms of the cast, because they've reversed several things, haven't they? Because now the ditzy receptionist is, what's his face?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, and who plays it very well, actually, that.
He does, yeah. I mean, he's even ditzier than you could imagine. You know, a lot of people, I recently read a review this morning, somebody said that of all the male characters in the film, of which there aren't that many, most of them are either evil, stupid, or really stupid.
That's like the people that work here.
Hey. And
I could name them individually.
And it's, you know, I don't think that's a fault, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's good.
All right, so in terms of the script then, because the first one, of course, was, well, it had Bill Murray,
yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, you know, master comedians, mm-hmm. And, you know, there are some very standout lines in it that still get quoted today. Does it have that kind of, will it stand the test of time itself, or is it of now?
It's not going to stand the test of time. It's very much of now. It's very much playing into the hands of, you know, this new wave feminism kind of thing. This, yeah. You know, really, let's kind of hit back, let's use humour. So no, nobody's going to look back and say, you know, it's a classic, but, you know, it's worth going to spend your money on, go and have a nice evening, go and waste 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have, there has technically been a remake of The Government, an all-woman government cabinet, technically, so, I mean, the time is now for remaking things with women. I think that's...
Yeah, I would say the UK government is significantly less funny than Ghostbusters.
Yeah, fewer. Yeah, so. Well, time will tell. There is Boris Johnson. So, what, right, Ghostbusters, we're doing. What else have you got there?
So, also released this week is Wiener, the new political documentary. It's following the trials and tribulations and more tribulations of Anthony Wiener, who's the New York Democratic mayoral candidate. And he's just a mess from start to finish. And I don't know if you have a clip as well that you want to...
I think we probably do.
Anyone have a voter? Poised and ready to talk to voters. This is Anthony Wiener calling. Do you know more than one? Yes, I'm that Anthony Wiener, the one running for mayor. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And if I win by one, I know who to thank. Bye-bye. She knows two Anthony Wieners.
A lot of music in that.
It's a lot of good music. Yeah, a lot of good tunage. But the aside from the music, the cast of characters, the real life people is just incredible. You just mentioned before the state that the UK government is in. You'll go and watch this and be thankful that we're not in America, because they always manage to do it worse. This is basically, if you like the thick of it and you like Spinal Tap, you're going to love this film. It plays like the most ludicrous episode of The Thick of It ever, except this is real life.
Yeah.
You're gonna sit there jaw drops throughout the whole thing as one scandal follows another.
Why did they start following her around with cameras? I mean, is it made up of footage, or are they following him around?
It's made up of kind of really interestingly done footage from... Because he's been... There's YouTube clips of him. There's scandalous tweets he posted of his...
Wiener.
His namesake. And basically... The cameras start rolling from his, announcing his candidacy for mayor, and the scandals don't stop from that point onwards. They kind of hit gold dust.
So has he sort of embraced it then now, rather than... Because he's not embarrassed about the whole thing, presumably.
No, that's the thing. He's quite... You come away with it begrudgingly respecting the guy, because he looks at it like... He keeps doing all these things, and he's just okay with it in the end. He kind of says that this is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, it's a portrait of a man... And narcissism, and also a marriage, as much as it is, you know, a political campaign.
Yeah, I mean, he was a... Well, he came first to our attention, of course, with the sexting scandal, didn't he, when he was sending his little wiener pictures to... who was he sending them to? I can't even remember who it was.
Like, anyone that would receive them, it would seem. He was sending them to... work experience people like me, so please keep your phones off. And he was sending it to his aides, secretaries, and his poor wife is right in the middle of this documentary, and she's being asked repeatedly, why are you still with this man? And... You know,
we've got our own, though. We've got, what's his face, Stephen Crabbe, haven't we? Because he fell into the sexting scandal. And hasn't, you know,
he
and
wanted
then,
to kiss someone all over.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
How exciting. He hasn't texted you either, presumably, Rob?
Not yet.
Not yet, no. Vernon Cabin on at all, is he?
Not yet.
Not fine.
No.
Only a matter of time, I imagine. So, all right, well, that's Wiener and Ghostbusters. Stay there, because we'll be talking about what next.
Fantastic.
No, what are we talking about?
Okay,
try
right.
it again. You do that again.
Mustang on DVD.
That'll do. So that is Mustang Rob, who is with us this afternoon, reviewing films, work experience, punditry. We simply don't have to pay him. 17 minutes past 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing. When little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky, believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
This week at TradePoint, get an 18-volt Makita combi drill, including two batteries and a 101-piece Makita accessory set, all for just £90. But hurry, offer ends 16th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the M5 north through Gloucestershire, one lane blocked due to an accident between junction 10 at Cheltenham and junction 9 at Tewkesbury. The queue starts at junction 11 for the A40. To Cambridge, the westbound side of the A14, two lanes closed due to an accident involving a lorry and a car between junction 31 at the M11 and junction 29 for Haddon's Road. And finally, the southbound side of the M6 through Lancashire, still two lanes closed due to an accident involving a tanker between junction 32 at Broughton Interchange and junction 31A at Longridge. Queues back towards the M55 at junction 3.
Craig has just test-driven the mighty new Ford Edge. Being British, on the outside, Craig remains calm and composed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, really good.
Meanwhile, on the inside... outside?
Yeah, hands-free town, thank goodness, yeah.
Inside. Outside.
Mm-hmm. Sync technology. Yeah, no, it's very clever.
Inside. Let go of what you know at Ford's Unlearn SUVs Weekender on July the 16th and 17th at your local Ford dealership. For more information, visit ford.co.uk.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, 21 minutes past one. There's a little trail for George Galloway's programme there. And I think we've just got time to just have a little listen together to from last week's George Galloway show.
Highlight.
A little highlight, isn't it? A little highlight.
A taster of the show.
Taster of the man.
It's continuing the trail, it's yeah. Fine.
So George Galloway, last week on Talk Radio, talking to his producer, being an unpleasant arse.
Now, RT are reporting that there's an active shooter, like it is... someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
Ah, bless. George Galloway there being an unpleasant arse. You're listening to Talk Radio. The thing is, though, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
So much happens all of the time, and we're here to help you figure it out, to just sort of cut through and get the news back down to its basic state, really. It's the basic element of news. And when you peel all the news away and really get really drill down into the news, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
Boris Johnson is Foreign Secretary, and now look what's happened.
The news in haikus. Right, Coming up to 25 past two, we are in the midst of work experience punditry. It involves Rob, who is here on work experience. It's his first day on the film stuff. We've already talked about Ghostbusters. We have talked about Wiener. And now we move on to DVD of the week. Rob, what is it?
DVD of the week is Mustang. So, Mustang, some people may know it. It was the 2015 foreign language Oscar nomination. Didn't win, but it is a beautifully shot film set in northern Turkey. You'll watch it and just be really sad that you're not there. To an extent, because this is a film about five sisters who, through an unfortunate turn of events, are locked into their house by their patriarchal father and grandmother. So if you're looking for patriarchy, it's not in Ghostbusters, it's definitely in Mustang. And it is an odd film. It's a really, really good film. It's an odd mixture. It starts out as a coming of age story. It's kind of like The Virgin Suicide. By the end of it, it turns into more of a thriller, thinking Escape from Alcatraz, basically. Kind of hard to sum up. Very dark in a lot of places, but kind of ultimately quite uplifting, and I would say quite an important film to watch as well. You'll come away with it and definitely have something to talk about, I would say.
All right, I think we've got a clip of Mustang. Okay, this is Mustang.
Due, tre! Adesso mi tuffo io. E dai, non mi sputare. Nur, guarda, mi sono immersa in profondità. Lale, dove sei finita? Tanto ti trovo lo stesso. Oh. Guarda, ho trovato una conchiglia. Bella, eh? Senti, il mare.
Io non voglio il fil di ferro davanti a casa mia. Avete recintato tutto.
Che fate? Venite a scuola o no?
Oh, it does sound funny. Sorry, I should explain to the people at home. People at home, we're reading the subtitles. So that's Mustang, in terms of then, I mean, it's got lightness, it's got darkness, it's got...
Well, yeah, do you want me to try and translate what they were just talking about then? Basically, what they would have been saying is, I wish that I could go to Istanbul and live the life I want to live, but Dad is keeping me locked in here. That's not directly what they're saying, but it's...
That's the gist of the film.
Yeah, my Turkish isn't as good as it used to be, but it's... Yeah. You know, that's about it.
All right. And in terms of where it... I can't remember what won that... The Oscar, when that was nominated. I can't remember what that was.
Neither can you.
That's fine.
I don't know. No. Sorry, am I fired? I don't know.
Yeah, you're literally fired now for not knowing the answer to every single question I throw at you at random. Yeah. Yeah. Who directed Battleship Potemkin?
G. Eisenstein.
Yes!
Oh,
boom! You can stay.
Film studies, Norwich.
Very good. Very good. And the famous sequence in it is called the...
Odessa Steps.
Very good again! Look at that!
I don't know what's going on.
There he goes.
I read the Wikipedia.
Okay, TV movie of the week.
TV movie of the week. I'm going to go for Dread, which is on at 10:15 on Sunday on Channel 4.
Okay.
Some people may have seen the original Dread, which was in the 90s, as Sylvester Stallone.
Which was dreadful.
Which is dreadful. Fantastic. This is Dread... Okay, it's pretty good. It is stylish action. There is blood. It makes cheesy one-liners an art form in this thing. Every second line is a really cheesy, well-delivered one-liner. And, you know, I said that about Ghostbusters, you're going to go watch it, you're going to have a couple laughs for 2 hours. You watch Dread, you're going to be entertained solidly for 90 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
Have we got a clip of that or not? No? Yes. Yes, we have got a clip of that. Here's Dread. Oh, Dread, okay.
Control, we have a situation developing at Peachtree's. Do you copy? Control, do you copy?
My comms are down, too.
Shielding must be blocking our transmissions. We'll head for the med center. Call it.
Sir?
You're on assessment, rookie. Call it.
Multiple armed targets, obstructed line of sight. Gas grenades?
Respirators. Advise you hold your breath.
Dread.
Tread, okay.
It was. Okay, now what you have to do now is take all of the films. Mm-hmm. When's it on, by the way? Remind us.
That is on 10:15 on Sunday on Channel 4. Channel 4.
Right, now what you've got to do is you're allowed to give scores, but it's one score across all of the films.
Okay.
So, basically, an average.
An average for all of today's films
yes.
I'm talking about?
So we did Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. we did Wiener,
yep.
we did Mustang, mm-hmm. and we did Dread.
Okay, interesting. Most of them pretty good. I'm going to go for an average of 7.9.
7.9. It's a strong average. Rob, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Rob with Work Experience Punditry. He replaced Barry, not Norman. If you're listening, Barry, permanently. So that was technically how Theresa May, right, fired half of her cabinet yesterday. It's the same thing. She just sort of, you know, just sort of publicly did it, I think. And that's the fair way. So that was Work Experience Punditry. In the next half of an hour, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go out on the streets to find out what the people think. We will be putting a man in a lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. From as it travels downwards through the building in a feature called Condescending, there is an end of the week brand loyalty testing quiz, the big debate at 3, and we'll be joined by our guest Colin Mockrey out of Off of Whose Line Is It Anyway. It's exactly 2:30 Friday afternoon. Talk Radio. Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
France's president says 50 people are critically ill after a terror attack in Nice last night, which killed 84 people. A lorry driver was shot dead by police after driving into crowds of people for Bastille Day, the French national holiday celebrating liberty. François Hollande, whose words have just been translated, says it's traumatic for those who've survived.
They will not, perhaps, be reminded by their injuries, but they will be reminded by having seen bodies torn apart before their very eyes. The whole of France shares these emotions, this solidarity with the victims, with their loved ones, with their families.
Jo Bates was watching the display on the seafront with her husband, Alex. She says they heard screaming, then ran for their lives.
It was a sheer terror of all those people. It brought a meaning to what terror actually is and what it does to people, and it's not nice. And they don't deserve it. It's a beautiful city and they're beautiful people, and it shouldn't happen.
It's France's third terror attack in just over 18 months. It's understood the French man of Tunisian origin who was behind the wheel had a history of petty crime but wasn't on the country's terror watch list. Theresa May says police forces across the UK will be reviewing security at major events following the attack. The Prime Minister also says we must redouble efforts to defeat brutal murderers. 3 days of mourning have been declared in France. The state of emergency in the country, which is nearing its end, has also been extended. While a number of events have been cancelled, including a Rihanna pop concert, which is planned for tonight at the city's Allianz Riviera Stadium. The weather, cloud and rain spreading eastwards across the northern half of the UK. Heaviest of the rain will be across western Scotland, though. Dry elsewhere with some sunny spells and highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. So, Colin Mockrey from Whose Line Is It Anyway will be joining us in around, I'm going to say, an hour's time. And don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. If you've got a request for a speech or a talk, then we can play. We can't play music. It's not a music station. We can't use the phrase All Request Friday because it's owned by Simon Mayo on Radio 2. But if you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear, then of course we can play it for you. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe it's your birthday and you're just a big fan of Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address on the eve of the American Civil War, or maybe it's your wedding anniversary and you got married in 2014 and you walked up the aisle to Theresa May's speech when she was Home Secretary to the Tory Party conference in which she denounced the Police Federation, and it brings back all those lovely memories. Whatever it might be, you can get in touch for Some Request Friday. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Monday morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
No, I definitely told you I'm off Monday and Tuesday. No, I can't cancel it. I'm off Monday and Tuesday. You've got to find somebody else. Well, I don't know. Anybody. Anybody would do it. Anybody can do it. It's only the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Yeah, I know. Penny Smith. She'll go anywhere for 50p. OK, she looks like a bag of spanners tied up ugly. Make sure she brushes her teeth. But she's not a bad journalist and a reasonable broadcaster.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
With Penny Smith. In for me, Paul Ross.
Monday morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. Now, as you know, there were terrible events in Nice overnight. You just heard the latest in the news with Victoria. If anything else breaks, if we learn any more, rest assured she will be in here to bring us up to date. And it is, you know, it is an awful time in the world, for many, many reasons, as we say. And what a complex time it's been politically as well. Boris Johnson, of course, in the job as Foreign Secretary, he's now got his first main task is to react to this Bastille Day attack in France. But it's what we like to do on days like this, and when Theresa May herself has gone up to Scotland to build bridges with the SNP, you know, you've got to go out onto the streets, you've got to find out what it is that the people are thinking at this precise moment. We do that every day, every weekday on Talk Radio in the afternoons here. We go out onto the streets to take the pulse of the nation. And on this day, when Theresa May is in Scotland and there are other events, of course, we've been out onto the streets to find out what those people I've just mentioned think. If you look out of the window now, wherever you are, maybe you're at work, maybe you're at home, maybe you're driving a car, please take a moment to look out of the window, especially if you're driving a car, that's kind of crucial. And you'll probably see that there's a street. And if you glance around a bit further, you probably see there are people in the street, right? And they all have thinks, don't they? They think things. We send our team out to find out what the people think. Today, do they think Australians or windows?
Australians.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows!
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Australians.
Windows.
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 Australians.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Windows.
Windows. Australians.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
Australians.
Windows.
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 Australians.
Windows.
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 Australians.
And that's what the people think. They think either windows or Australians. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think windows? Or do you think Australians? Do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want. I've got to go.
You've got to go, Cornelius, because it's time for this afternoon's edition of Condescending. Yeah, the hater's gonna hate. The hater's gonna hate, 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 hate. Just giving him a little bit of time there, Cornelius, a little bit of time to get out of the studio and head towards the lift that is in this building here at Talk Radio. Now, there's a lift that goes, well, as you'd expect, up and down. We're not concerned with the up of it, but we are concerned with the down of it. Because what we like to do on a Friday is take all of the haters' texts and tweets. We've been tweeted, both as a show and me personally, on Twitter. Every bit of hate, every bit of trolling that we get, we like to put into the hands of Cornelius, whose task it is to read it out live from the lift. The reason? Well, because he says that the word con is short for Cornelius.
It's not.
No. But for the purposes of this weak pun, it is. Because the lift travels downwards through the building. He's in it reading them out. It's a feature we call condescending. I think he's probably had enough time to get to the lift by now. Cornelius, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, John. As you're aware, I worked out last week how to change the radio in the lift to any radio station on digital in London.
Yes.
So this is what I've gone for today. It's Soul Al Khalij, London's number one 24-hour Arabic music service. Let's go.
Yes.
John, what's the difference between your audience and the UK economy? The UK economy's interest hasn't decreased. That was a text. When I heard Vernon Kay on the radio, I thought, wow, they let anyone on the radio. Having now heard John Holmes on Talk Radio, I've now had that confirmed. This show is so bad that I believe the country should have a referendum on it and get it kicked out. That's from Nigel. Thank you, Nigel. And probably Farage, yeah. Good God, this show sounds poor. It's put together worse than Theresa May putting together a cabinet. Very topical, thank you. Who is this unfunny version of Johnny Vaughan on the radio? Hey, Laurie.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Do you listen to Sol Al-Khaleej a lot?
Yeah, I love him, actually. He's great.
It's a radio station.
Oh, they're great. I love their output.
Excellent. Can you read out this text we got into the show?
The other day I recommended John Holmes to a friend of mine, and he had actually already heard the show and thought I was joking.
There we go. John, every time I see your talk radio press photo, I imagine it on a pantomime poster. You wouldn't even be one of the main characters, though. And finally, for the next 3 weeks, the talk radio in the afternoon show is going to vastly improve. Back to you, John.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. Yeah, the haters gonna hate. So, if you haters, or me personally, then do get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put some hate on it. Or you can simply tweet me personally at JohnHolmes1 or at Talk Radio.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah, start your message with any hate you like.
Yes. Good. Thank you very much. That was condescending. And yes, he's right. For the next 3 weeks, I'm actually not here because I'll be in Papua New Guinea.
Yes!
All right, it's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. Coming up after that, there will be the end of the week quiz. If you'd like to take part in the end of the week quiz, you can get in touch with us on the numbers, what we just said then. And don't forget, Colin Mochrie, out of Off of Whose Line Is It Anyway, joins us in around 50 minutes' time. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox Service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No. Churchy, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only, excludes theft claim, subject to availability, minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the M5 north through Gloucestershire, one lane blocked due to an accident between junction 10 at Cheltenham and junction 9 at Tewkesbury. The queue starts at junction 11 for the A40. To Cambridge, the westbound side of the A14, two lanes closed due to an accident involving a lorry and a car between junction 31 of the M11 and junction 29 for Haddon's Road. And finally, the southbound side of the M6 through Lancashire, still two lanes closed due to an accident involving a tanker between junction 32 at Broughton Interchange and junction 31A at Longridge. Queues back towards the M55 at junction 3.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Right then, we will shortly be testing your brand loyalty with the Talk Radio in the afternoon 1 till 4 thing, end of the week quiz. Before that, however, it is Some Request Friday. Now, it works like this. Over on Radio 2, Simon May does All Request Friday. We can't use that because he owns the copyright. He also plays music because, you know, Radio 2 is a music station. We're not. So we take your requests for speeches and talks. You can request them. It can be absolutely anything you like. So do get in touch on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right. Hi, John. I'm listening from my nan's house, where I'm stuck dog-sitting. Please, could you play for me Neil Harbison's TED Talk on Hearing the Colour Spectrum? Is one of my all-time favourites. It's a classic Friday anthem. Plus, the dogs love the sound of his voice, and that's from Lee. Yes, Lee, we can, especially for you. Then this is Neil Harbison. It's a TED Talk. It's on Hearing the Colour Spectrum, and it's part of Some Request Friday.
The good thing about perceiving ultraviolet is that you can hear if it's a good day or a bad day to sunbathe. Because ultraviolet is a dangerous color, a color that can actually kill us. So I think we should all have this wish to perceive things that we cannot perceive. That's why 2 years ago I created the Cyborg Foundation, which is a foundation that tries to help people become a cyborg, tries to encourage people to extend their senses by using technology as part of the body. We should all think that knowledge comes from our senses. So if we extend our senses, we will consequently extend our knowledge. I think life will be much more exciting when we stop creating applications for mobile phones and we start creating applications for our own body. I think this will be a big, big change that we'll see during this century. So I do encourage you all to think about which senses you'd like to extend. I would encourage you to become a cyborg.
There we go, especially for Lee there. Good afternoon, Lee. Listening from his nan's house where he's dog-sitting. And that was Neil Harbison's TED Talk on Hearing the Colour Spectrum. Apparently the dogs love the sound of his voice. It's one of their favourites. If you've got a request, be it for a human or a dog, do get in touch with us for Some Request Friday, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
Now, let's look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
The week. It's the quiz that tests your brand loyalty to Talk Radio in the afternoon, specifically between 1 and 4. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And have you been listening? Have you been listening closely? Because what follows are bits of the other shows from the previous days, and you simply have to tell us what happened next. On the phone to play it today is Rich. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hello there.
Hello. Is your surname Beyond the Dreams of Avarice?
Unfortunately not, no.
Okay, fine.
Although my name is Richard Power, which, you know, at school, Dick Power was kind of the name I got given.
Yeah, and me, weirdly. but for very different reasons. So, Rich, what do you do now you're not at school?
I work just in radio, really. I do bits and pieces of edited.
Very
exciting.
Good. Where do you live? Where are you?
I'm currently just outside Shoreditch.
Okay, fine. Right, now, this is what... Have you been listening to the show? That's a crucial question.
Of course, yeah.
All right. Well, this is where we pierce a hole in your lies, because it will become clear that you haven't. But what we've got here for you, Rich, are three questions. There are three clips of things that have happened on the show. You just have to tell us what happened next, and that's how we test your brand loyalty to the show. It's that simple. Are you ready to play, Rich?
I am.
All right, here we ruddy well go, then. Right. Question number one. We'll begin with Wednesday, where the work experience on Wednesday, Ellie brought her hateful hipster reviews into the yard. As part of work experience punditry. Here we are discussing the press release for a restaurant where all the food, God, I hate this, is 3D printed.
The press release for this was printers. We're used to them giving us jam, but now they're printing entire menus, which I thought was genius.
What? Say that again?
So, printers.
Yes.
We're used to them giving us jam, as in a jammed printer.
Yes, I'll get
paper
yes.
jam.
Yeah.
And now they're printing entire menus.
Yes, it doesn't really work that, does it? Because
I thought it was so clever.
Also, old printers can just print menus. That's how they work.
Yeah.
But they can't print food, Con.
Yes. As you heard, Cornelius pointed out a flaw in the press release there. But what was the problem that I had with it, Rich? What was I had a problem as well? What do you think that problem was? Was it A, we're just not used to printers giving us jam? Was it B, this is nothing new, as old 2D printers would still be able to print flat foods such as ham? Or was it C, and what's more, the first ever printer, of course, which was the Gutenberg Press, printed Battenberg?
I'm going to go for B.
B, 2D printers printing ham. Let's find out. What is it? Printers will...
We're used to giving them giving us jam.
Well, no, we're not used to them giving us jam.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, on a basic level, a printer has never given anyone any jam. Oh, Rich. Rich. Of course, the Gutenberg press was invented by Johannes Gutenberg in 1440. Of course, there. Famously, his brother Steve went on to star in the Police Academy films. Question number two. Another guest we had in this week was the show's showbiz reporter, Reese, who is a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. So what's going on in the world of showbiz that I know you're so keen on?
Zayn Malik has revealed the reason why he left One Direction. Aliens.
Please elaborate.
Apparently he had a dream that an alien... in his dream, the alien told him to leave One Direction. Apparently he's just chipping off and being a bit mouthy, but I'd like to believe that he is that insane.
A man from TalkSport there who has no interest in and no knowledge of showbiz, reviewing the showbiz. He's called Reese. He also went on to tell us the latest news about Madonna. Madonna. But what was it, Rich? Was it A, Madonna enjoys kicking dogs for leisure? Was it B, Madonna once starred in an episode of the 80s Saturday evening drama BJ and the Bear? I'll just explain that to you. BJ and the Bear was an 80s sort of Saturday evening drama starring the actor Greg Evigan, and he had a chimp. What the clever thing about it was, Rich, he had a chimpanzee, right? And it was his best friend. It was BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. And it was called Bear, but it was a chimpanzee.
What's that bear?
I mean, what I'm saying, Rich...
Nobody needs to know this.
No, Cass. I've explained. You still don't understand it.
No, I do understand it.
No, don't.
Yes, it was his best friend.
It was his best friend,
and he was called Bear.
Yeah, but it wasn't a bear.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
That's the thing, Cass.
No,
it was a chimpanzee, and he called it Bear, and it wasn't a bear. I mean, and from there the hilarity arose. I mean, it was really clever because it was.
Clever.
It wasn't.
BJ, because you'd think it would be a bear.
BJ
and the
Bear.
BJ, in the title, you see, he was called BJ McKay.
Nobody needs to know this again.
In the title, it said bear. I know.
Stop it.
But it was a chimpanzee.
Oh, my God.
We know.
It's not the only one, because Tarzan...
Say this all the time as well.
Tarzan had a chimpanzee. Well, it was a chimpanzee. And he was called Cheetah. And he wasn't a cheetah.
No, it's a chimpanzee.
It was a chimpanzee, not a cheetah. They should have done a spin-off. With
Cheetah and Bear,
and you tune in. Imagine if you were a fan of a cheetah and a bear, and you're tuning in. It's brilliant. This is like a documentary about a cheetah and a bear. Two chimpanzees.
False advertising. False hopes.
or C?
I completely lost, to be honest.
It wasn't a bear.
It wasn't a bear.
No!
I got that bit.
Chimpanzee. So it's the latest news about Madonna. A, Madonna enjoys kicking dogs for leisure. B, Madonna once starred in an episode of BJ and the Bear. It wasn't a bear. Or C, Madonna has got wrinkly hands.
For the effort, I'm going to have to sincerely hope it's B.
Which one's that?
It's not a bear.
It's a chimpanzee. It wasn't a bear. It's not clear, is it? Let me explain it again. There's a chimpanzee, right, and he's the best friend of...
We are not going through this again. Stop it. Please.
What was he then?
Oh my god!
It was a truck. It was a trucker, and his best friend was called. It was a chimp. Anyway, was it A, B, or C?
B. I've got to go B.
Okay, let's find out. Reese, what have you got next?
Madonna's got wrinkly hands.
Oh, Reese, I'm sorry about that. Question number three. Finally, yesterday, Cornelius.
Hello.
Was outside, live outside Downing Street, of course, with all the politics we've been covering this week on Talk Radio. Outside Downing Street, speculating on Larry, the Downing Street cat's position, which led to a conversation about other world leaders and their animals. Let's look at the wider picture here. Let's look at Europe, because we know other leaders have their own particular animals. So it'll be interesting to see what Theresa May brings in. I mean, as you know, there's a lot of... I mean, what can you tell us about Angela Merkel's beaver? But... Can you tell me that this is obviously the political animals that they have in the the premiers and the prime ministers always have. Can you tell me what Cornelius said about Angela Merkel's beaver? Did he say it was one of the furriest that he'd ever seen? Was it the largest that he'd ever petted, or C, it was wet? Which of those did he say?
Oh goodness! I'm gonna have to go for A. One of the hairiest,
furriest. But yes, let's find out.
Unfortunately, the weather in Germany recently has been quite rainy, so the beaver at the moment is quite wet.
And just for clarification, by the way, she's also got a moose. Both gifts, the beaver and the moose, were given to her from the people of Sweden. Right. Now we're going to have to go and get the scores, I think, aren't we? And we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to check the system. So, Rich, if you just don't mind hanging on a minute, we have to check the system to find out what your scores. It's quite a slow system, Rich. I'm just apologies in advance for that. But Cornelius, can you check the system?
I'll just check the system.
Right. It's a really old-fashioned dial-up system, Rich. I'm really sorry about that. Just bear with me. Takes ages to dial in. I'm sorry about this.
Dialing in.
Yeah. We're in.
Oh,
you've errored. Sorry, we are in, but we now got to get into the actual bit of the system. Just
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Rich, how do you spell?
How do you spell Rich? Is it with an X?
Yeah. Yeah. XXH. Yeah. No,
you've got caps lock on. It won't work with caps lock.
Oh.
Take it off.
Oh my god!
There, no, that one. The one that, yeah. That's it. That's
it's num lock.
I know. All right. Well, no, it's not going to work with num lock. Take num lock off.
Oh.
It's now try Rich with an X.
Yeah.
Rich with an X.
Yeah,
two X.
Yeah. That's. I was really sorry, Rich. It's just slow.
Oh, it's slow. So
just trying to work out the score.
Right. Let me just put the score one or zero. Actually, was it?
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
Type that in. Is it in? Yeah.
How do you spell zero?
Z.
Z.
E.
E.
Ro.
Ro.
O.
O. Okay, right, it's just going to print.
Okay. It's quite a slow printer, Rich. I'm sorry about that. It's,
right.
It's like an old, it's an old-fashioned, God. Oh, God alive. We've got to get a new printer. We've got to.
There's no budget. This is the best one we could get with the Talk Radio budget.
It takes so long. Rich, I'm really sorry about that. Oh, there you go. Right, so we've got the scores. What?
Yeah, let me just file away the carbon copy.
What did Rich?
Okay.
What did Rich get?
I can confirm.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
On this.
Yeah.
The 15th of July.
Yeah.
Is it ready?
Yeah.
Rich scored.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. Shoulder
of the week. Rich, congratulations, you got 0 points. You haven't listened at all this week, well done. That was excellent. Thank you very much for that. Well done for not even getting the one about Angela Merkel's pet there. That's BJ McKay had a pet.
We
were doing it.
I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 29 pence each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear. Made to feel good.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is just after 3 o'clock. I am John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 50 critically ill after Nice attack. Lorry driver was not known to security services and UK security is being reassessed.
Talk Radio.
Hospital staff say they haven't been able to find the parents of some of the children injured in last night's Bastille Day terror attack in Nice. 50 children are being cared for after a lorry driver reportedly zigzagged into crowds of people for more than a mile, killing 84. President Francois Hollande has given an update on the condition of the victims.
50 people are hovering between life and death. They're in a critical condition. Amongst the victims, there are French and several foreigners from all continents. And many children, young children.
A small number of British people are believed to have been injured. Lawrence Olding from London broke his wrist trying to get away from the truck. He says it came out of nowhere.
Just stopped to enjoy one of the bands that was playing on the promenade. And then we turned to hear lots of commotion and shrieking and shouting. And then we saw a truck coming down the promenade, probably 30 or 40 miles per hour, careering from side to side.
The family of a Scottish couple in Nice, who were last heard from before the attack, are desperate for news of their whereabouts. Carol and Ross Cowan's mobiles aren't being answered. While the driver, Frenchman of Tunisian origin, was shot dead by police last night. Here, forces have been asked to review security at major events over the next week. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has condemned the attack.
If, as we fear, this was a terrorist attack, then we must redouble our efforts to defeat these brutal murderers who want to destroy our way of life. We must work with France and our partners around the world to stand up for our values and for our freedom.
Tomorrow will mark the start of 3 days of national mourning in France. A state of emergency, which was nearing its end, has been extended in the country after the third atrocity in just over 18 months. Elsewhere, a man is facing life in prison for the rape and murder of a teenage girl 34 years ago. James Warnock strangled Yunu Liani in her home in North London in 1982. The 56-year-old was only caught by police when he was arrested over indecent pictures of children and they searched the National DNA database. Theresa May says she's willing to listen to Nicola Sturgeon's options for Scotland to have a different relationship with the European Union. But the newly appointed Prime Minister says the people of Scotland have had their choice on independence and this option should not be on the table. And hundreds of people have lined the streets in West Yorkshire to pay their respects to Jo Cox, the Labour MP who was killed last month. People threw flowers as her funeral cortege made its way through her constituency of Batley and Spen ahead of a private funeral.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain spreading eastwards across the northern half of the UK. The heaviest of the rain will be across western Scotland, drier elsewhere with some sunshine, highs of 21 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
That's okay.
Good. Right, 4 minutes past three, ahead of the big debate this afternoon. Ben has the sports, filmed in front of a live studio audience.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers have recovered well from losing an early wicket on day two of the first test with Pakistan at Lord's. Captain Alistair Cook has managed a half century as the hosts respond to Pakistan's first innings total of 339. Fast bowler Mohammad Amir's playing at the ground where he admitted spot fixing in 2010. He's yet to take a wicket. A short time ago, England were 112 for one in their first innings. On to golf. America's Phil Mickelson has set the pace on day two of the Open at Royal Troon. He finished with a second round 69 to leave him 10 under par and with a narrow clubhouse lead. Swede Henrik Stenson is just behind him on 9 under. Finally, Celtic will face Vilnius of Lithuania or Kazakhstani side Astana in the Champions League third qualifying round. That's if they overturn their 1-0 deficit against Lincoln Redims. Meanwhile, in the Europa League, West Ham's first match at the Olympic Stadium will be against either Shakhtar Soligorsk of Belarus or Slovenian side Domžale. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there, filmed in front of a live studio audience with his sports. You are listening to, well, I'm going to call it Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon, hello and welcome. It is Talk Radio on the afternoon time thing. And today, we're just allowing you to have some nice thoughts. We're giving away some nice thoughts. The world continues, obviously, to go to S-word, what with wars and invasions and terrorism and Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary. So today we are giving you the chance to think about nice things instead of all the horrible, horrible news and things that you've been hearing about that's going on. It's very simple. All you have to do is when I say a nice thing, just think of that nice thing and picture it in your head. That's all you have. Just take a moment out of all the horrible things that are happening in the world and just picture nice things in your head. It's very easy, right? So, you know, let's have the nice music. Let's have the nice music. Oh. Here we go. Close your eyes. Here we go. Ponies. Bunny rabbits.
Oh.
Kittens. Raindrops on roses.
Yeah.
Whiskers. Cat food. Bright copper kettles.
Ooh.
All tied up with string.
Oh, yes.
Cream-coloured apples and crisp silver mittens.
Oh.
And flowers.
Oh, yeah.
And puppies. And freshly mown grass. And Mick Jagger, 72, doing it with that ballerina. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, that 29-year-old ballerina. It's Talk Radio. on the line listening to that and trying not to imagine Mick Jagger getting his satisfaction on a 29-year-old ballerina is Marcia. Good afternoon, Marcia.
Hello.
Hello. This is just for you. I know you were just listening to that song there. And for you, this is just the 72-year-old straw that possibly broke the ballerina's back, isn't it, Marcia? Because you've called in as you were listening to that, and mm-hmm. you're saying it reminded you, the reason you've called in, is that you hate gas.
Oh, yes. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, generally.
Yeah, generally. The notion of gas.
Yes.
What don't you like about it? What's wrong with gas?
Well, generally, I think gas can be quite damaging. I think it can upset people. Any kind of it. Flatulence. Well, flatulence,
yes.
To start with.
Yeah. Well, we'll start there. I mean, on a scale of gas, you start with flatulence and go all the way up to something poisonous, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, that can be poisonous. People have been locked in cupboards with people.
Yes.
If they've had a lot of wind, and that can cause problems, obviously.
Yeah. But, would you like to see an end to it in general, just an end to gas?
I think so. I think that's probably the way to go.
Yep.
And I think if we did get rid of gas, yep. I think we'd all have happier lives.
Right. All right. Well, that's an interesting thought. Let's stay on the line, because Lee's in Croxley. He's just called in, listening to you arguing that. Good afternoon, Lee.
Hello there. Nice to speak to you.
And you. Thanks very much for calling in to Talk Radio.
No problem.
Yeah, good. Now, it's an issue, this. Marcia's very, very against the notion of gas. I'm going to say that we can't really do without it at all and stay alive.
Well, there is that. I think that probably I've found a slight cross purposes. I used to be a gas engineer for something like 8 or 9 years, Corgi Register, which has now been replaced with the gas safe register.
Yeah.
I've worked with gas. It's a clean way of heating stuff in your house, central heating.
It's not safe, though, is it? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it isn't safe.
Excuse me.
You mentioned the word safe there. It isn't safe. If it was safe, you wouldn't have to put the word safe in there. You don't say safe electricity, but you say it with gas because it isn't safe.
Excuse me.
I was just if you're inaccurate, I'm going to have to correct you, Pat. Sorry, has to be done.
Excuse me.
It's all right, you're excused.
Excuse me, thank you.
Continue.
I worked for a long time for Thames Gas,
yeah.
Right?
Mm.
I worked for a long time. Can I finish?
Do. Go.
Yeah,
go
right.
On.
Thank you,
riveting,
I will do.
Riveting. Yeah, go on, work away.
I worked for a long time for Thames Gas.
Mm.
I was Corgi registered, which, as I pointed out just now, is a gas safe register.
Gas safe register. Yeah.
Right. Can I just finish what I was saying?
Come on.
Right. I'm going to. I worked for a long time for Thames Gas. I was Corgi registered. Was now being replaced with gas
safe register.
The gas safe register, as I say. And it is a clean way of powering your home.
Yes.
It's a clean way of cooking. It's a clean way of heating your boiler. And this idea that there's something wrong with gas, yes, if you abuse it.
Yeah.
I've never abused gas in my life. Never.
Right.
Take exception to that. I've never abused it. And we got
no,
that idea.
Okay. I'm talking about professionally. I'm talking about professionally. Someone at my door now. I can't. Hold on. Sorry, just a minute.
All right. Well, you answer your door, Lee.
I'm on the radio. I'll just speak to you in a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry, they come in now.
Yeah. Sorry. Just. Marcia, let me ask you this question. You don't like gas, right? Would you? Would you alter its state? I mean, you've got a choice. You've got liquid or solid. What would you alter its state to?
I think we should just do away with it, because if you could, and okay, it's a little radical, but I think we need radical at this time of year. What we need is to change things.
Yeah.
And I think gas is dangerous. And that chappie, I'm sorry, but he
right.
is talking, you know, they don't turn up on time. You can wait for gas engineers.
Yeah.
They may be Corgi registered. They may have safe. They may have nice uniforms.
Let's be clear. That's changed to a safety. There's a difference.
It's gas safety.
Gas safety.
I mean, did he wear a uniform? You see, that's
yes,
the other
I
thing.
Did.
Yeah,
right.
Let
me tell you something. I've turned up on time many an occasion. And
many
I've seen women... I've seen women like you, and I'm sorry to point the finger at ladies, women, female ladies, but I've turned up at houses
yes.
to fix boilers,
yes.
and I've had ladies flesh in their bottoms and whatnot set me. I've been treated.
Is it because, right, because that's an interesting thing, because if you haven't got, if a gas engineer turns, that's you, Lee, if you turn up at someone's house, right,
yes,
that householder, that's you, Marcia, has presumably called the gas engineer because there's a problem with gas. Are you perhaps mistaking the fact that, due to the fact that Marcia might be right, I'm just playing devil's advocate, that you haven't turned up on time, Lee, is Marcia... No, you've said she's flashed her bottoms and whatnot. What if she's just trying to power her appliances using her own flatulence because you haven't turned up and she's got to keep the house warm and or cook a thing? Well, it might be that the reason you've seen her bottom is because she's just attempting to pipe her arse gas into an appliance of some sort. Wait a minute. Let's ask Marcia. Marcia, I mean, you know, that's what happened, presumably. I mean, you'd never flash a
potentially. Potentially, it could have happened.
Yes.
I'm not going to admit to that.
Right. Well, Wait a minute, Marcia.
You have to do anything you can to get them out the door.
Wait a minute, Marcia.
Just want to drink tea and they
Marcia,
want to talk rubbish.
Can you
That's
wait?
What they want to do?
You said you didn't do it. You said you didn't put your bottom out and use the gas when you bottom in an appliance. You said you didn't do that, but let's assume that you did. Lee, that could have been what's going on, right? So you may be getting the wrong end of the stick there. People need gas from somewhere, and if you're not there to fix it, they're going to get it out of their own anuses.
I've seen it happen. I went to a house in Carshalton 7 or 8 years ago, and there was a lady, and she rustled up a lovely keister ring using just the bum gas.
Men,
now, that is dangerous.
Real men don't eat quiche. That's well known.
I wouldn't touch that after her bum fumes have been near it, no. But I tell you something, I saw a lady, she was out Chelsea Way, very posh lady.
Yep.
And we went in there and she's going to her neff oven, don't mention the trade name.
No.
She stuck what I can only describe as a plastic bit of tubing.
Yep.
And it was around the bottom whatnot area.
The whatnot.
She's lit it at the other end and she tried to rustle up a full roast with all the trimmings. And I said, that is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Now that...
Well, that isn't safe, is it? You don't. That's not got a certificate, has it?
No, it hasn't. How do you think about that, Marcia?
Yeah.
Well, I like a roast dinner, I'll be honest, and I don't mind. It'd be nice if someone cooked me a bit of dinner now and again.
Yeah.
I'd be very grateful for a bit of food. But I think the main problem here is your attitude, and this is what goes with gas. It's that kind of manner that you've got, the way you're... speaking to me, the way you're talking about. It's just not pleasant. It's unnecessary.
Let me
voted out for Brexit, didn't you? Bring back the birds.
Let's not muddy the gas here, right? Look, let me just quote something to you. Now, the only chemical elements which are stable multi-atom homonuclear molecules at standard temperature and pressure are hydrogen, nitrogen and oxygen, plus two halogens, fluorine and chlorine. These gases, when grouped together with monatomic noble gases, which of course are helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon and radon, are called elemental gases. Alternatively, they're sometimes known as molecular gases to distinguish them from molecules that are also chemical compounds. Come back on that, Lee.
Well, yes, I do all know all that because, of course, I studied that when I was doing my Corgi register stuff, which is now
gas safety certificate.
It's made up off the internet. Yeah, you've been reading stuff and you're just repeating it parrot fashion. It means nothing, does it?
Well, it does mean something because it means a lot to people. Gas means a lot to people. Right, okay, well, let me give you this example, right? Oxygen means a lot to people. Nitrogen means a lot to people. What are you saying, Marcia, that we would breathe as an alternative? I mean, you're coming on the radio, you've phoned a talk radio station, you've got an opinion, you're saying, I don't want gas, I hate gas, let's get rid of gas, just draw a line under gas, you know, we don't need it. Post-Brexit, post-Chilcot, we don't need gas. But you're not offering an alternative as to what humans are supposed to breathe, Marcia.
What I'd have is a working group. I'd get people together and I'd have us all working on it and we'd have something sorted by the end of next week.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 days' time, but we'd get gas off the planet. That's what we'd do.
Well, look, let me tell you this. You probably remember it last year. There were trials in Sweden where they attempted to get the people of Sweden to breathe solids, right? That it was an experiment. It lasted under a minute, right? Everyone died. They were trying to breathe wood, the cloth, liver, soil, and those fuzzy felt animals from children's toys. You know, it was just... It was a disaster.
Can I add an addendum to that?
You
please,
can, yeah.
John?
Yeah.
My addendum would be this. Do you remember the trials they've done in Sweden?
Yes.
In Oslo?
Yeah.
Where they tried to cook with water. So there's a lady I know, my friend Ingrid out there.
Ingrid.
She tried to do an apple pie with water. She tried to roast it in water. And do you know what happened? Well, guess what happened? It come out soggy.
Yeah.
You're never going to cook an apple pie.
No.
This is not me as a chef talking. This is me as
a gas
fitter. A corgi register.
Don't kill corgi. No. It's a gas safety certificate.
Gas safety certificate. It can't be done. You've got to use gas. Yeah. And what's more, not...
No, you haven't got to use gas. There's alternatives. You can cook on an open flame. You could have an open fire. You can cook
not
on a turf fire.
Not with your... Not with your farts. Won't go near it. Won't go near it.
And there we must leave the...
Outrageous. I'm shocked.
Mate. Could you, Marcia, please sum up the debate for us in one word?
Bunny.
And Lee in Croxley, please sum up the debate for us in one word.
Corgi.
It's a gas safety certificate.
Sorry, gas safety certificate.
Thank you. 19 minutes past 3 o'clock. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need gas in 2017 or 2016, which it is now, then do give us a call on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or send us an email at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris designed bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
The B&Q clearance has started. They've got great deals across the entire store, from outdoor and garden to home and even kitchens. Get a move on, though, because when they're gone, they're really gone.
Hurry to the B&Q Summer Bonanza this weekend and let's create more for even less. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Severe delays being experienced this afternoon on the southbound side of the M6 through Lancashire. One lane still closed following an accident which happened much earlier this morning involving a tanker between junction 32 at the Broughton interchange and 31A at Longridge. Queues back on the M55 towards the Kirkham turn at junction 3. Warwickshire's M6 on the northbound side, one lane closed due to debris between the two Coventry turns, that's junction 2 to 3, the A46 up towards the A444, and one lane closed in Leicestershire on the northbound M1 due to an accident between 23A and 24.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained on Talk Radio. On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, the mysterious case of the hijacker who jumped out of a plane over America with $200,000 stolen and was never seen again. This week, the FBI decided it was case closed. But is it really? The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of people getting in touch with the programme about the notion of gas and whether or not we still need it at all in this day and age. Are you still happy that we use gas for things such as breathing? Or do you think, you know, there should by now be a viable alternative? As I said, in Sweden, they did trials where the proportion of the population, it was an experiment where they breathed solids or tried to. Unfortunately, the experiment lasted under a minute. Everyone died. After, you know, you can't essentially breathe wood or cloth or liver or soil or fuzzy felt animals from a children's toy, which is what they tried to get them to do. Just didn't work, so they had to go back to the drawing board, and they're still using gas now. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John, about this. At Indie Fan says, well, without Gaz, who would be the lead singer of Supergrass?
Yeah.
And also, someone's texted, this is all so hypocritical. I'm pretty sure that yesterday, on your station, Talk Radio, I heard something say, not to phone the gas board, but to phone homes. Yeah. And I'm sure that was rubbish.
It absolutely was, and continues to be, despite us telling them not to play those anymore for the last 4 months. John, it's gas is one of the four fundal states of matter. Did you hear that word, John? Fundamental. Gas is fun, not mental. And Americans call petrol gas. They are idiots. If you've got a reaction, then do get it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, before we move over to the sofa to review and sift through the day's headlines, myself and Cornelius sift through the day's headlines in the new feature called John and Cornelius Sift Through the Day's Headlines. Don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. You can make a request, a dedication. It's very much like Radio 2's All Request Friday. Simon Mayo plays music, doesn't he? Over there, but he's an evil man and won't let us use the words All Request Friday. We had to agree on Some Request Friday, so you can make some requests. We also can't play music, but we can play speeches and talks because we are a talk radio station after all. That's how it works. So get your request. It might be your birthday. Might be your wedding anniversary. As I say, you might just be driving away for the weekend. You'd love to hear a speech. But you're maybe a stag night. You might be in a minibus. You might be going paintballing in Bristol. And then with a brewery tour thrown in. Whatever it is, by all means, get in touch with us. And if you and you and your colleague, your travelling colleagues, want to hear a speech, you would like to have a good old sync talk along to it, a speech along, then you can get in touch. Hi, John. I've got that Friday feeling in the office. This has just come in here from, who's this from? Sarah. I've got that Friday feeling in the office. I can't wait to, we go, make the trip down to Brighton this weekend with the girls. Good one, Sarah, yeah. Friday feeling, trip down to Brighton this weekend with the gals. She's written gals. Last time I went down there, I was just a kid. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Please, can I have a bit of John Cash's victory speech as he received once received the Ohio Republican nomination in America to get me through the rest of the afternoon. Well, Sarah, you've picked up one of everyone's favourites. What a classic Friday speech that is, John Cash's. Victory speech regarding the Ohio Republican nomination. I hope it does get you through the rest of the afternoon. This is for you, Sarah. It's Some Request Friday on Talk Radio.
You hire us to go do the job, plain and simple, to create an environment of economic growth and opportunity. But that's not where our spirit is. Our spirit is in us, believing that through our efforts, in whichever part of the world that we live, that we can change the world, that we can carve out a better future, that we can realize that those special gifts that were given to each and every one of us in here are something that we can use to heal the world. And you know, we're all part of a giant mosaic, a snapshot in time, all of us here. And it is our job as Americans, our job as people who want to be decent and live good lives, is to dig down and understand that purpose and never underestimate our ability to change the world in which we live.
There it is, especially for Sarah this afternoon as part of Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio. Sarah wanted to, she absolutely loves it. She's just texted actually as we were playing it. Her and the gals are speaking along with every word of that. A classic Friday anthem there, John Cash's victory speech as he received the Ohio Republican nomination. For Sarah, who's going down to Brighton this weekend with the gals. If you've got a request or dedication, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, it's time to move over to the sofa for our new feature, which is called John and Cornelius Sift Through the Papers on the Sofa. It's John and Cornelius sifting through the papers on the sofa. I should mention, cut the music. What I should mention is is that there is actually a sofa in here, but we have to physically get. The reason we chose the sofa is because it's a more relaxed and informal sort of vibe for a sort of paper sifting.
I've seen like
it
on the telly.
I've seen it on the television, Dave. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So what we do is we move over to the sofa now, but it's, we haven't really nailed is the awkward getting over to the sofa part.
I could do something while you walk around if you want.
Well, no, I'm happy to do it.
Repatch the mic.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just
going to
redo the microphone.
It's 2 and 3.
Yeah. So you just unplug those.
Fine.
That's good.
And then I'll just go over to the...
Yeah. Is this...
You're on, mate.
Ah, lovely.
So you can just go to the sofa. Yeah, it's fine.
Again, we'll figure this out at some point.
I'd say it's
quite... When they do it on the telly, they just sort of do
cutaways and stuff.
It's quite... I mean, when this goes out on the radio, we can edit this bit out, so...
Yep. It's Marta, fine. If you just take the camera off us and show us a different thing now. Okay.
Curly.
Right.
That was it. There they are.
Here we are, reviewing the newspapers on the sofa. What do you got there, Cornelius?
Yes, the Times has gone with May acts as Cameron allies in ruthless cabinet call.
Yep.
And this is shock as Angela Eagle's surname shares name with bird of prey, leading on the Sun. There.
Yeah, that's right. What have you got here? You've got the living dread. That's where the Daily Mirror have described the Jeremy Hunt keeping his job. I've got Classic Tractor magazine here. They're leading with Time for Silage. That's a special they've got this month. They're also got a little pull-out special on the latest in combine harvesters in Classic Tractor magazine. What have you got, Colin?
Just looking at some of the back pages on football back in the news as boring sports begin to finish for summer. Murray still Wimbledon champion after 4 days, and badminton to be renamed Badmanton in order to make it cooler.
Right, and this is Your Cat magazine. Over £1,000 worth of cat goodies up for grabs. They're leading with Barking Mad, You'll Love Our Cat Bowl Cake. Conversely, Your Dog magazine, Help Your New Pup Settle In. What is Your Dog Trying to Tell You? And The Dogs Who Shared the Secrets of War.
Yes, looking at the Daily Star here, apparently misogyny is to be recorded as a hate crime now for a new TV show, Bigots Say the Funniest Things.
Great. And finally, Practical Fishkeeping magazine, gorgeous guppies, and a holiday checklist for your aquarium. That's the newspapers sifted through for you this afternoon, as is traditional on a talk radio station. It's coming up to 3:30-something, and in the next half an hour, we'll be talking to Colin Mochrie, off of Whose Line Is It Anyway, of course. He'll be joining us to talk about his project that he's taking to Edinburgh. It's just gone 3:30, then Victoria's got the news.
Talk radio.
The French president says 50 people are critically ill following last night's terror attack in Nice. 84 people died after a lorry was driven through a crowd watching fireworks for Bastille Day. Witnesses claim a lorry zigzagged down the promenade for more than a mile. Andy Shaw from Weston-super-Mare saw what happened.
The looks on people's faces was frightening, to be honest. I've seen one guy actually run, sobbing, crying. We've seen people holding babies, screaming, shouting, mothers running for cover. It was horrendous.
A small number of British people are understood to have been injured. A couple from Scotland are missing. The driver, a 31-year-old French-Tunisian, was killed by police last night. Officers claim he was known to them, but not to intelligence services. It's France's third terror attack in 18 months, and questions are being asked about why it's being targeted. President Hollande has promised to do everything possible to keep people safe.
We will continue being vigilant and being protective in terms of these security forces. We also have to be strong. Our commitment is to be strong. Once again, the world's eyes are upon us, and the world is expressing its solidarity with us.
The state of emergency in France, which was nearing its end, has now been extended. The country will observe 3 days of national mourning from tomorrow. And police across the UK will also be reviewing security at big events over the next week. Elsewhere, a 44-year-old man from Renfrewshire has been arrested on suspicion of making threats to kill Labour leadership contender Angela Eagle. It comes after an email was sent to the MP for Wallasey. And Theresa May has met with Scotland's First Minister in Edinburgh. The Prime Minister's visits aimed at showing her commitment to preserving the UK after last month's vote to leave the European Union. The weather, most rain clearing overnight, lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow, occasional rain will affect the Midlands, warm and humid in the south, with perhaps some heavy showers, fresher and more showery in the north. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. It is Talk Radio. Colin Mockery up next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello. Yes, I am John Holmes. And some of your reactions are coming in. Of course, Talk Radio is the home of reaction. If you have a reaction, then you're very welcome to react it in this direction. Think of us as a kind of reaction skip into which you can lob your reactions. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Who's presenting this show on Monday? That's coming from the producers of this show. And it's great that Pokemon Go... It's great that Pokemon Go has given a boost in the market to its owning company because they didn't intend to... Nintendo.
Great. It's Talk Radio then, and our guest this afternoon is none other than Colin Mockery. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good. Lovely to see you. I don't think I've not met you before, but I am familiar, obviously, with your face and work.
Yes.
From such things as the television.
I'm very popular.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Because Whose Line Is It Anyway, of course, when you were first in that, back when that first on here?
My first was 1990.
Yeah. There you go. And I was at university, I think.
Oh, good.
I think
so you're older than...
And it was a thing. Yeah. I'm older than them.
I was four.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive.
Okay. You're not helping.
Good. No, not in any way at all. But I remember... Obviously, everyone remembers it now. And before we talk about your other project, that it's kind of back live as well, isn't it?
We just did a run in the Palladium for 2 weeks, which is nice because it keeps Clive Anderson in the public eye, which is good. He's happy about that. So, and it was fun to work with, Josie again, and who I rarely see. So it was a great time. And it was the Palladium, which...
What's not to like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's insane.
And in terms of that, because when you do improv began, I guess, in sort of smaller comedy clubs, right? Mm-hmm. So taking it into a big theatre like that, does it change anything?
You make bigger faces. I wish I had something more technical for you, but yeah, no, that's it. You shout a little more and you make a bigger face.
Yeah, yeah. But do you have to be fair to the audience who are shouting stuff out? Like, do you sort of go, right, we'll go left, right, balcony?
Yeah, we try to get the balcony involved. You know, when we bring people up, obviously it's going to be from mostly the front because we don't have the time to wait for someone to come from the balcony. Yeah. But we try to involve everyone and, I don't really care that much. We're there to do a show. Just watch it, enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you started off, right, because you were born in Scotland.
I was.
But then you moved to Canada very young.
Yeah, I was six.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So did you always kind of have a knack for improvising? Because it is an incredible skill, but did you have a knack for it originally? When did you first kind of discover that was the thing you did?
When I was young, I was very studious. My aim was to be a marine biologist.
Right, right. Yeah.
And I was dared by a friend, because I was so shy, to try out for a school play. So I did. I got my first laugh, and that was the moment where I thought, well, this is what I want now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of laughs in marine biology, is what you're saying.
Not at all. So I think we all made the right choice.
Yeah.
And it was my last year of theater school where I saw a demonstration of improv. It just sort of started up, and I found out... Because I'm lazy. I don't like to learn stuff. So, you know, you just show up with your friends, you make up crap, and then you go for a beer.
Yeah, it's a lot better than learning lines, isn't it?
It's the perfect gig.
But there are techniques involved, right, aren't they? So, without giving any of your improvisation secrets away. if there are any. What's the way to approach it? I mean, can anyone do it and try it? Or?
Anyone can do it.
Okay.
I mean, our lives are improvised. It's what we do. Putting it on stage... The thing people find difficult is the main rules are things that we don't do in real life. The main rule is basically you listen You accept people's ideas, you build on it, and you make the other person look good.
Yeah.
So when teaching people starting out, the first thing they do is just say no to everything. And the scene just dies because you've negated it. So it takes a while to go against your natural inclination yeah. of being a human being and becoming an improviser.
Yeah. And is it, I mean, in terms of a comedic art form, how old is it? Where did it sort of originate? Is it one of these sort of, you know, were the ancient Greeks picking stuff out of hats?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was early improvising. I think there was only the one occupation, so it got old really fast. Yeah. But it, around the 50s, it started. Second City sort of popularized it more in Chicago. Yeah. Jonathan Winters, I think, was the only person I remember seeing growing up who did it. This wasn't a job when I was growing up. So the fact that it's gone on this long is amazing.
Yeah, and you've done, I mean, we'll come back and talk about this new Edinburgh show in a minute. But in terms of your career, I mean, it's mm-hmm. you started off, I mean, because you did Second City, didn't you, as well?
I did,
yeah, that's right. But you've kind of... done so much with it. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you've managed to get on every single big name American, like the Jay Leno stuff and all this kind of stuff.
It's such a big scam.
Yeah.
I mean, I go out, my job is I go in front of an audience who have paid money to see a show with no show.
Yeah.
And then somehow, after 2 hours, have a show for them.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to say scam, but yes.
Yeah, it's a big scam. And from that, people think, oh, well, that's amazing. Why don't you do our show with words?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, look, stay there, because we're going to talk more, of course, because the news, well, a little teaser, of course. This is a show that combines improvisation and hypnotism.
Yes, two things people don't believe in. We put together in one big ball of disbelief.
Good. All right, we will talk about that very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week, they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bolingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Is now your going to work time? Maybe it's your coming home time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays being experienced this afternoon on the southbound side of the M6 through Lancashire. One lane still closed following an accident which happened much earlier this morning involving a tanker between junction 32 at the Broughton interchange and 31A at Longridge. Queues back on the M55 towards the Kirkham turn at junction 3. Warwickshire's M6 on the northbound side, one lane closed due to debris between the two Coventry turns. That's junction 2 to 3, the A46 up towards the A444. And one lane closed in Leicestershire on the northbound M1 due to an accident between 23A and 24.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Monday morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
No, I definitely told you I'm off Monday and Tuesday. No, I can't cancel it. I'm off Monday and Tuesday. You've got to find somebody else. Well, I don't know. Anybody. Anybody would do it. Anybody can do it. It's only the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Yeah, I know. Penny Smith. She'll go anywhere for 50p. Okay, she looks like a bag of spanners tied up ugly. Make sure she brushes her teeth. But she's not a bad journalist and a reasonable broadcaster.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
With Penny Smith in for me, Paul Ross.
Monday morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. What that bit of production just said there. Victoria with you with the news in around 20 minutes' time. But the thing is about the news, what you'll have noticed is, if you've ever heard or seen or read it, is that it can be quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, you're not the only one, Cornelius, because we get many letters each day. We've got sackfuls of letters with people saying, John, the news is complicated and I just can't get my head around it. And this is why we help you out here on Talk Radio on the weekday afternoons by taking the news and breaking it down to its constituent part. And when you do that, if you just take hold of the news and you sort of peel the layers away, what you end up with, eventually, when you've got all the way down, is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Jagger to be, come father again, he got some satisfaction.
The news in haikus. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And our guest this afternoon is the comedian, the actor, the improviser, the man in a hat, who is Colin Mochrie, out of Off of Whose Line Is It Anyway, and many other things. We've already talked things improvisational in the past, but let's talk things improvisational in the future, because you're doing a show in Edinburgh.
I am.
Yes.
Should I go on?
Yeah.
All right.
Improvise the hell out of this.
It's a show called Hip-Prov.
Yeah.
What happens is a hypnotist will take 20 volunteers from the audience, hypnotize them, put them down to the best five subjects, and then I improvise with them.
As they're hypnotized?
As they're hypnotized.
Did the name of the show...
The name of the show came first, oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. So I was here with that, an old person with a hip replacement in me. And then we decided, no, hypnotist.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
So did you know a hypnotist, or did you have to sort of put an ad in the trade press?
It wasn't my idea. He contacted me and said, hey, I've got this idea. Do you want to do it? And I thought, wow, that sounds... idiotic. Yeah, of course. I love doing things that... I have no idea what to expect,
yeah,
and take me outside of my comfort zone. And this is well up there.
It's well up your comfort zone.
Well out.
So it's going to work. They come on stage.
Yeah.
Get hypnotized in the way we've seen before,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah.
And then what? Scenarios are picked?
Yes. So I'll come out and go, okay, how about we do a blind date? So I'll go on a blind date with this person. I'll get something from the audience. And then we improvise.
Right. So, why do they become improvisers under hypnotism?
They just lose their inhibitions.
We were talking about earlier, I suppose.
Yeah, we had a gentleman last night. So afterwards, I said, what do you know? What is going through your mind? He said, I hear everything. I know exactly what's going on. I know what I'm saying. I just don't know why I'm doing it. It's just, and he was amazing. There's one part where... playing cowboys, and his horse went lame. So I said, you know, you better take care of it. And he got really upset. He goes, I can't kill my horse. It was very tender, very sweet. And I thought, oh, should I just break the horse's neck? And I thought, no, I don't know what I'll do to him.
Yeah, but it's an interesting, because I've always wondered about hypnotism anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And I've never been hypnotized. But is it true that you can only hypnotize someone who kind of wants to be hypnotized or goes along with it? Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. You have to kind of want to do it. You can't be under the influence of anything. Works on smarter people.
Yeah,
that's why it didn't work on me, etc.
But it's interesting to watch because I can sort of see now, okay, that person isn't quite under. That person is totally out of it. But even the people, there was one person after a show said, you know, I didn't want to ruin the show, so I just pretended. I went along with it.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, because when we were slow dancing and you were squeezing my butt, you really seemed into it. And he went, what? So it's fascinating to me.
Yeah. And I suppose the what keeps it interesting is it's just so different every time you do it as well.
Absolutely different. And what I love is they're not looking for the laugh. They're just giving honest responses. And that's what makes it funny because some of them are just hilarious.
Yeah. And in terms of what happens to the hypnotist guy, because what he's done here is really come up with an idea where the main focus is on you.
Yeah. That's why I love him.
So he sort of just does this hypnotist a bit, what, stands at the side? Or does he join in?
He'll come in. Like during the first date, he'll just go, okay, everything now Colin says to you, you find highly irritating, which I don't think she had to be hypnotized for that. But, so he'll add little things throughout the scene and keep strengthening the situation.
Yeah. And so when you did 2 weeks of this in Edinburgh?
We opened last night at the Russell Square.
The Comedy Festival. Yeah.
Just for laughs. So we're doing that to the 24th, and then we go back for Montreal just for laughs, and then to Edinburgh.
Yeah. And in terms of how long you're doing in Edinburgh, we were just mentioning this, and you're going to do 2 weeks of it.
I will be doing 2 weeks, but the show will be going on.
They're going to get
some other improviser, some hack.
I see, right.
I don't know, probably one of the other Who's Line guys, who knows.
They're just not as good.
They aren't. Let's be honest. I don't know how the show is going to survive once I've gone, but... support the kids.
Did you we were talking about the time spent in Edinburgh, because I've done Edinburgh, and you would spend 2 weeks. When I did it, I could only stomach 2 weeks, frankly, because I don't think I saw a vegetable.
It was just
a riot of pizza and beer for 2 weeks if you go and do the Edinburgh Festival, and it honestly nearly killed me.
I hang out with British improvisers, so I learned very quickly to start buying the second round on, so I could sort of nurse a drink while they would just... I never actually saw them drink it, just the glasses would be empty.
Yeah.
I don't know where they put it, but would drink the constitution of you people. I don't know how you do it. It's just amazing how much you can drink and still function.
But hang on, you were born in Scotland. You think you'd have a natural gift for this kind of thing?
You think, but Canada has weakened me.
Yeah. As with so many other things. Where is he from in Canada?
I grew up in Vancouver, and now I live in Toronto.
Oh, okay. And is it... because in terms of the Canadian relationship with the Brexited Britain, I mean, do we have trade relations with Canada?
I don't think so. Okay. You used to own us, didn't you?
We used to own most things. Yeah. Boris Johnson wants it back like that.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk to Trump, see how that works out.
What
the hell is happening to the world?
I don't know. It's just gone weird.
Oh, you get a hairstyle and now you can be in politics.
Listen, it's been good talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So the dates are...
Oh, God.
I can help you there. Good. Or do you want to improvise some dates?
It's this year.
Yeah. Assembly George Square Theatre in George Square. This is the Edinburgh ones, obviously. The dates...
Wait, I'm writing this down.
Okay. 3rd and 4th of August.
Well, okay.
7th, 10th, 11th, 15th, 18th, 22nd, 25th of August. Right. 5th, 6th, 8th, 9th, 12th, 14th, 19th, 21st, 26th, 28th.
Right. That's not the Assembly.
Of August. At the
You're just reading all the days in August in random order.
Yeah, and the Just for Laughs in London in the thing, that's now, isn't it?
That's now till the 24th.
Till the 24th. Have you got that written now?
Yeah.
Great. good. Hip-prov.
It should have two P's.
It should. It's written here, hip-prov, you see, because you got on two lines.
What a scam.
But I think improv under hypnosis is just it makes you go, why hasn't that been done before? Answer, dangerous.
Yeah, we've only lost one person, but that's all right.
That's fine.
If I come and see it, can I sit at the back and not...
Yeah, you don't have to come on if you don't want to. You can just watch and judge.
That's made me happier. Much happier.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
No. Have you?
No. Because I think I'm one of those people, though, I don't think it would work on me, because I'd be cynical about it. Yes. But it's sort of part of me, a little bit of me, wants to have a go, just to see.
The guy last night was totally cynical about it. He thought it was just crap, and he immediately went under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what can work.
Terrifying.
It is terrifying.
She'll do it.
Yeah.
Let's do a show under hypnosis one day.
Well, on here?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Can we borrow your colleague?
Absolutely.
He's come in and just do it, and we'll just do a show. And you can just come and direct it.
Oh, okay.
As we go along.
Okay, we have a show.
Let's do it.
Live radio.
Good. Colin, thank you so much for coming in. Colin Mockery there. Details on websites.
Yeah.
Good.
Just look around. You'll find one. Yeah, it's all over the web.
You're listening to Talk Radio on Some Request Friday. If you've got a request or dedication that you would like to hear on the radio, now, if you're just tuning in, here's what happens. All Request Friday, we cannot do, right? Because Simon May on Radio 2 owns those words, or at least one of them. He owns the word all. We have to change it to some. We also can't play music because we're not a music radio station. We're a talk radio station. But it's where you can choose a request or dedication in the form of a famous speech or talk. If you like that, maybe you got married yesterday and you'd like to hear a speech you had played, maybe the first speech at your wedding.
Mm.
Maybe you danced to Abraham Lincoln's inaugural speech on the eve of the American Civil War. Maybe that was your first dance. Mm. I don't know. Whatever it is, though, if it means something to you, then you can get in touch with us. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hi, John. How are you? Hi, John and the team. Hi, John. Con, Ask Podcast, Dave Marta, and Colin Mockery. I was just thinking, with all the craziness going on in politics at the moment, that I should go into politics myself.
Mm.
I need a speech by an inspiring politician to motivate me, though. And I was wondering, if you could play this afternoon, as part of Some Request Friday, a bit of George Galloway's rallying of support for his London Mayor campaign in Walthamstow Orford Social Club last year. And that's come in from Stephen. Well, Stephen, especially for you, you're right, it's crazy, isn't it, with the politics. So, especially for you this afternoon, as part of Some Request Friday, here is George Galloway rallying support for his London Mayor campaign in Walthamstow Orford Social Club last year.
Thank you for coming here in such numbers on such a wintry evening, such a diverse collection of people, such a diverse reflection of the most diverse borough in London. They say that this kind of politics has gone out of fashion, but it hasn't, you know. And your presence here in such numbers this evening proves that. None of you needed a ticket to get in here. None of you was vetted before you came in here. Any of you can ask me any question at all, whoever you are, and we have no idea who you are. That's not the kind of politics that they practice in the other parties. In the other parties, you'd have been vetted twice. It would have been easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for you to get in here.
George Galloway there, rallying support, didn't work, for London Mayor Ian Walthamstow last year. We played that especially for Stephen, who wanted to hear that great speech as part of Some Request Friday. And right, it's coming up to 4 o'clock. Yasmin Khan on, of course. Next, hello, Yasmin.
Hello.
Just ahead of that, I think we've just got a little bit of time.
Hang on, let me check. Yes, we've got time
to hear a load of requests for this, actually. Oh. A load of requests coming in to hear George Galloway on Talk Radio, off Talk Radio, being an unpleasant arse to his producer. I wonder if we could just have another listen to George Galloway.
Now, RT are reporting that there's an active shooter, like it is. Someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
George Galloway there, being an unpleasant arse on Talk Radio. Yasmin Khan is here. She's neither unpleasant nor an arse.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I was about to say, how can I follow that clip? I can't.
No, you can't.
No. I still haven't said to him, would you like me to be the cat?
He's in after you today, isn't he?
I know, yeah. I'll save it for tonight.
Yeah, do say that.
He doesn't look at me.
Doesn't he?
No.
Doesn't he? Doesn't look at you at all?
No.
Is it, does he have his hat on?
Yes, he does always have his
hat on.
Does
he wear his headphones over his hat?
I think he takes his hat off to wear his hat.
And then puts his hat on
over
his hat.
He's had them built in.
Yeah, special hat phones.
Special hat.
It's not headphones, it's earphones.
Oh, yeah, earphones.
Yes.
And he will take them off.
These are the mother of all earphones. That's your final warning.
You don't have to be here at seven. Stop it.
I hope he's listening.
What was he in the office?
How are you, John?
I'm fine, Yasmin. How are you? I'm fine because I'm off now.
Yes.
This is my last show for 3 weeks.
What?
I know.
How is that possible?
It's possible like this. Bye.
See you later. Bye. Okay, yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I'm off. I'm going away.
Where are you going?
Papua New Guinea.
Nice.
Nice.
Amazing. And then we went to Nicaragua as well.
Nicaragua.
To look at the
yes.
poor people.
Well, it's my gap year. It's my gap year.
Amaz.
It's my gap year. I'm doing radio and travelling in my gap year.
Oh, gosh. Travel writing.
Yes, travel writing.
Amazing.
Sunday Times.
It's all right
anyway,
for you.
It's fine. Yeah. But then I'll be back and everything will be fine. So what's coming up on your show?
We're going to be talking about what it's like to be an older parent, because Mick Jagger. Can someone do a Mick Jagger impression, please?
Okay, hang on. Have you got a ballerina? I'll do one. What?
Whoa!
Come on! I'm joking!
Stop it. He is to be a daddy again.
I know.
I know.
The thought of him doing that makes me ill.
Stop it.
Okay.
So he's going to be an older parent. But at the same time this week, the latest figures show that there are more and more women, more than ever, having babies over 40. So we're going to be talking about the whole older parenting.
So to be clear, they're over 40, not the babies.
Yes.
Good.
No, the babies aren't born age 40. Going,
well, that's what I was...
I hate my life and I want to leave my job. No, that isn't happening.
Okay.
We're talking about older parenting. At 6:30, we have a nice, rounded, really full section of what's on this weekend across the country, across all genres for families and everything, so that you're set for your Saturday. And also, of course, we will throughout the show be doing the latest on Nice as well.
Right, OK. Yasmin Khan with you after the news at 4 o'clock, which will come from Victoria. I will be back with you, I think, on Wednesday, August the 10th.
Get correct.
Me. Get me.
Earphones.
So thank you very much for listening. I will do what I like on my programme. That's your final warning.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.